lesson.
Oh. Hello, Robbie. Oh, it's time to introduce stadium announcer Phil Hockley. Excuse me.
That's right.
I'm not used to getting here 2 minutes before the show.
It's a piece of cake, isn't it?
Now I know what it feels like to be Mike. Here is Philip J. Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Phil's been here since 6. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Tom Gavin, 15% and all the ships at sea. Hey, don't make them pimp smack you. Yeah. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Neill.
Thank you, Robbie. There you go. Thank you, Robbie. And hello, everybody. It's
Thursday.
April 27th.
Yeah.
And our phone number, same as it was yesterday, 1-877-365-3636. Jesus H. Christ, I am a creature of habit. I really need to be in my routine, and I'm out of my routine today.
And it is making you very agitated.
Yeah. I get used to leaving my house at the same time every day.
Right.
Driving the same way to work, arriving at work at the same time every day. Coming down here early, setting up the studio, getting everything lined up, and today it's all effed up.
I'm sorry for that.
I'll get over it.
They brought in custard today, too. You missed the custard.
I missed the free custard?
Yeah, they had some of the custard out there in the hallway.
You see, tonight I'm going to get my eyes done.
Yeah, you're going to get the little tuck right underneath the eyelids, and they're going to get rid of the bags, right?
No, I'm going to get the laser eye surgery.
Oh, the surgery for vision.
Yeah. Yeah, right. No, it's not. It's not like cosmetic surgery, Mike.
I didn't know. When people normally say they're going to get their eyes done, you know, I think Hollywood in terms of
I'm getting the laser surgery tonight.
Ah.
And,
are you nervous about that at all?
Starting to become a little bit nervous about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's your eye, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know. Both of them.
It's weird.
You know, you have to sign a waiver that says you understand that there's a chance that you'll come out blind.
What a sweet deal that is. Does that mean, I mean, I know. I'm going to get in trouble here. I don't want to put down any of these guys, but does that mean...
And don't, certainly not the laser center, the people who will be performing my surgery tonight.
Yeah, I shouldn't even say this, but I mean, does that mean when you sign those things, that means kind of like, if you're in that business of doing people's eyes, and Lord knows they've been responsible for incredible miracles with people's vision, but pretty much, if they bore through the back of your head,
you sign a waiver that says...
They're off the hook.
Anything goes.
Wow.
Yeah, and I've already signed the preliminary waiver tonight when I get there, right before they get that big going on,
right.
I'll sign the other waiver and then.
Well, it takes like a half hour, right? That's
we'll see what
takes.
Happens. Mike, it's as easy as getting your teeth cleaned. That's what Frank Herzog told me. Frank Herzog told me it was easier than when he got his hair plugs.
Right.
Wow. Really?
That's good.
The laser eye surgery. So, how does that relate to me getting to work later than normal?
Yeah. I'm not even sure I know. You said it a couple of times.
Well,
your schedule is confusing.
Okay, I can't drive. I can't speak. I'm dumb.
Okay.
I can't drive tonight.
I can tell. You know how I can tell you're out of your routine? You're throwing up these big softball straight lines that I'm not going to even take advantage of because you said this. I can't drive, and of course I was going to say, well, we all know that, and it's like, but I'm not.
Oh, but wait, no, I've got something about that for you. You'll love that. I'll get to that in a minute.
Okay,
just another reason that today's a great day. I can't drive after the surgery tonight because for like 8 or 10 hours. You have to wear those big old man Terminator-style sunglasses. You have to stay in a dark room.
Yeah, it's because the light will be flooding into your open corneas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right. So what that means is that I needed a ride to work today from my wife, and then my wife's going to pick me up tonight, take me to the place while they do the thing that's faster than getting hair plugs put in, according to Frank Herzog, and then she's going to drive me home. Now, the problem is that today, Thursday... It's the day that my wife has her piano lesson.
That's a very important day for her.
Well, apparently it is, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And her piano lesson runs from 1:45 to 2:30.
Right.
So the deal was that she would bow out of the piano lesson a couple of minutes early.
Right.
So that she could get me to work by 3 o'clock East Coast time.
Okay.
Well, as it turns out, I got to the lady's house where the piano lesson was happening. I dropped my wife off at 1:35, dropped her off 10 minutes early, hoping that she would be able to leave 10 minutes early.
Right.
I pulled into Lady Drive at 2:20, already uptight, thinking, you know, it's 2:20 by now. I've been to work for a half an hour.
Yeah, I mean, any time after 2 o'clock...
I mean, I'm out of my element.
Even for my lax schedule is unbelievably stressful.
I'm going crazy. I'm sitting there in the car, and I'm thinking, Should I honk the horn?
No.
I know that they know I'm sitting out here. They're like, I'm in front of this lady's house. She's got the big picture window there.
Right.
And as I'm sitting in the car looking, I can see my wife just happily, carefree, just bobbing back and forth on the piano. She has her back to me. And I see the teacher bobbing back and forth. And I see
playing
that,
some kind of rocking tune, I guess.
I see that thing that's like the pendulum, the thing that helps you keep time. That
a metronome.
Right, that. Right. And I see them just having a... just a goddamn gay old time.
And you're going absolutely bonkers.
I'm sitting there just going like this. Going, I'm talking to myself in the car going, come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. I got to go to work. Come on. Come on. This is frivolous. I got to go to work. Come on. Come on. Come on. Let's go. So finally I think, you know what? It'd be rude to beat the horn.
Right. Right.
So what I'll do is I'll just get out of the car and go stand by the window.
But her back is to you, right?
Yeah, but the teacher can see me.
Ah, and is the teacher ignoring too?
Well, the teacher has already seen me sitting out there.
Oh, really?
And has said nothing about it. She's a very sweet lady.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to say that before I say
anything. Is she an elderly woman?
She's
50-ish?
A little more than that.
Hmm.
Okay? So, I'm just standing in front of the window with my arms behind my back like this. And I'm just looking, and I'm listening. I can actually hear the piano being played.
Were you able to identify the tune?
No. It was the tune called, My Husband's Gonna Be Late for Work. And I was waiting, thinking that it's gonna be done, and the lady keeps turning the page to the next page. And
right.
Like the song that will never end. And finally I see them turn to the final page, and they get done, and they both, at the same time, do like a polite little golf applause thing where they go...
Oh, so it was successful.
That was so nice.
Right.
And it was at that point that the piano lady taps my wife on the shoulder and points, and here I am.
Hi.
And I go, like, this is my watch. I point at my watch. Got to go.
Right.
Must go now. 2:27.
And how did your wife react to that?
Well, she put on a good front for the piano lady.
Right.
She had a nice big smile, and she waved at me, and she gave me one of those smiles that said... F you. You know, it's one of those smiles that to anyone who doesn't know her, you would think it was a wonderful, loving smile from wife to husband.
But I'm more curious to know, did she spring up from the piano bench? Did she go into hyperdrive?
No, she did not. It was as if she was on her normal schedule.
Perhaps even a little slower. You think maybe moving?
No.
No, it was absolutely normal.
Just normal.
Normal. So she wasn't working you in that she was. She just was confident that you could get to work on time.
I guess. I don't know. I was nutty about it, and you mentioned about my driving. Not to belabor the point, but this morning, and I don't think this is my fault. I knocked out the taillight in my car.
Oh no!
When I was backing out of the garage, because. You know, we have three cars, and we have a two-car garage.
Yes.
So there's always one car that's parked outside. And my wife parked that car in a spot that was convenient for her to get her car out of the... She has the right side of the garage, and I have the left side.
Oh, no.
And so I got into the car this morning, about 10 till 7, to warm the car up to take my kid to school. And threw that baby in reverse, and I saw... the other car sitting in my rearview mirror and didn't even think anything about it. And just backed up, and all of a sudden I heard not a crash and not a thud, but...
crunch?
A something. I heard a something.
Mm-hmm.
And I jumped out of the car, and I ran out, and I go, oh, my God, look at this. My taillight is out.
Oh, no.
I broke my taillight.
She just about an inch over too far?
Yeah. So I went inside, and, of course, my wife and my son... are both laughing at me, right? And they say, what happened? And I said, now this is my fault, because I knew what happened.
Right.
I knew that I had backed my car into the other car and broken the taillight. But I came in and I said, I don't know what happened. I went outside and all of a sudden, the taillight's broken on my car. And then my son said, well, no, you ran into the other car. I said, gosh, did I? You know, it doesn't seem like I did, you know, the whole time knowing that I did. And the only reason I was in this defensive crouch was because they were ready to bust my balls right away.
Right away.
Sure. So I thought, well, I just want to get the taillight jerry-rigged back up.
Sure.
So I can drive the car to carpool. So what I did was I went and got glue, since what happened was I just broke out a couple of big...
Oh, you're not using the super glue in your car again, are you?
Just a couple of... No, household glue.
Okay.
Just a couple of big splotches of the plastic from the taillight had gotten broken out.
Right.
And to put it back together was like putting a jigsaw puzzle together.
Oh, okay, so you were able to actually... Probably don't even need to take it into the shop.
No, not really. So what I did was I got the glue, and I glued the outline of the pieces.
Right.
And I shoved them in there, and then to hold it while I drove to school, I got Scotch tape, and I simply taped over where I had glued.
Mm-hmm. You're a virtual Pat Goss.
I know. Now, there's an F you, because when I came back inside from doing this job, again... Here's my wife and my son, just laughing, big teeth. I mean, you know, just, ha, ha, dad's a moron. And I came in and I said, what? I said, what? What is it?
What?
And they said, nothing. It's nothing at all. And it wasn't until I was finally alone in the car with my son that I said, what were you guys busting my balls about? He says, well, Dad, you went out with household cement and Scotch tape.
I know.
And I said,
I know. See,
you know,
that would make me laugh,
I'm
too.
I'm explaining the thought process.
Right.
Then listen, it's plastic, which is why I used household cement.
Yes.
I used Scotch tape to ensure, while we drove to school, that the glue would harden and the pieces would not fall out.
Of course. Right.
I said, when we get to school, I will peel off the Scotch tape.
And because of the wind... It will be completely solid.
And it was.
It is.
It was. It is. It's, you know, it's cracked.
But it looks cracked, but it's better than being like in pieces.
Yeah, right. And there's no big spot where there's a big hole or anything.
That's good.
But listen, that's just me. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Look, I'm doing pretty well. I'm doing much better than you're doing today.
No, listen, I'm fine.
I had one of those mornings where I thought I had a cold and then it went away. Have you ever had that happen?
It's allergy.
Where you feel like you're getting a cold and then you kind of make a comeback and you feel better. And that's a wonderful feeling. It's a euphoric feeling.
So that's where I am right now. And, you know, I'm out of my routine because I got here late today. I'm going to have to leave early tonight so I can go get this thing with my eyes done.
Well, you're going to do fine.
Yeah, I know.
It's
going to
be no problem at all.
Did you bring your deep fryer? See, don't BS me. I know you did.
Oh, who told you?
Nobody told me.
God damn it. God damn it. How
nobody
did you find
told
out?
You.
No, I want now. I want somebody's
you.
Ass. I'm mad now.
Nobody
I've
told
made a real
you.
Point. Who told you?
You know why?
Who?
Because nobody told. Because it's part of my routine every day to walk over on your side to make sure that your supplies are there.
You do that?
Yes.
I wouldn't have brought it in here if I'd known.
I walk over every day to make sure that you've got your telephone thing there.
Oh,
and
I had a whole big theatrical thing. That's why it was all I could do. I was chomping at the bit.
I brought my fryer in.
You brought your deep fryer?
Well, first of all, I brought a little oil.
Oh,
a little canola oil.
Oh, Wesson oil.
There you go.
Gigantic Price Club size.
Hey,
thing.
Rob, we might want to get this keyboard out of here. You, say, you come over to this side every
yes,
day.
Just to make sure that your stuff is okay.
Oh, I had no idea you do that.
Right. When I came over, I saw it. And I said something to Rob, and Rob made a point of saying to me, well, don't tell him that you
yeah.
know.
Yeah, and you couldn't contain yourself.
So I'm trying to hide it from you.
I really had this whole theatrical thing going. I was going to go. I was going to sit here with my oil and just go, well, I guess I must have forgotten. And there it is. So here, hold on. All right.
Well, I am sorry that I ruined that for you.
Well, you know, I can't, you know, you're like, you know what you're like? You're like Emperor Ming at this place. You're like, no goddamn secret can be kept from you under any circumstances. You know,
I just stumbled into it.
The bad secrets, you know, I gave up a long time ago, even trying that, you know, even trying to talk behind your back because you would, if I ever, I swear to God, 15 years I've been working with you, if I say anything bad about you, you could be, seriously, you could be in the parking lot over on the west end of the building,
right,
and I would have three doors shut. No, not back to you. You'd walk in while I was in mid-sentence. So I don't do that anymore, and I'm trying to keep life. I say to Colette, I said, all right, Toya?
Nobody told me.
All right.
Nobody told me, I swear.
Okay. Now, what this is, Don, is this is the DeLonghi Easy Clean System Deep Fryer.
Buzz, what do you think of this?
Beauty. It's a beauty.
Is this a gorgeous product?
It looks like a crock pot.
It does look like a crock pot. That's the magic of it. But here it is. I'm going to open it up here. I'm just going to go ahead and get started. Rob, did you bring anything in to fry?
You bet I did.
Mike, why don't you warm it up? Because Leah's on the line.
I can't fry and have Leah on the line. I mean, I suppose.
Could you warm it up?
It's going to take a long time, so maybe it's just fine. If you want to start talking to Leah, I could start preparing this.
The cord isn't. Is the cord going to go
it's
long
enough? It's not lengthy enough.
It's not lengthy enough.
We need an extension cord, please.
We need an extension cord. And
that's for ye.
Thank you very much, Charlie. Charlie, you can have some of this delicious fresh fried food.
She on line 9?
Yes.
She is? Okay. Hello, Sweetums?
Leah?
Hold on. I got the wrong button here. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
I believe I hear her.
Well, let me play her in.
Our next guest is one of the stars of the popular television program, The King of Queens. Monday nights at 8 right here on CBS. Here's the lovely Leah Remini, ladies and gentlemen.
Here she is. The mystery woman, Leah Remini.
Hello, Leah.
Hello, guys.
Hey, baby.
Well, you sound.
How are you?
You sound far away on that phone.
I do?
Yes. Where are you at?
I'm at home.
Oh, you're at home.
Oh, okay.
How are you guys?
You know, we're missing you.
Miss you guys.
Missing you. Tried to call yesterday. I guess we called late yesterday.
No, yeah, you did.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Was there some kind of party for Kevin last night?
No, why? Where?
It was his birthday yesterday.
Oh, I wasn't invited.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm glad to know about this. Where was it? How do you know about it?
We don't. We were just speculating that it was his birthday.
Are you on a cordless phone out by the pool or something?
No.
It
has this kind of sound to it. I was just curious.
It does?
Yeah. It sounds weird. Not like you normally sound.
I don't know why.
Okay.
Hold on just a second, Leah. Mike brought his deep fryer in today to make us some food, and he's going to hook it up right now.
Leah, I'm on a diet.
While we're talking to you.
I'm on a special diet that only allows me to eat deep fried food.
Wow.
And so I purchased a deep fryer the other day.
Right.
And I brought it in for my friends because they said that I wouldn't remember because I never remember anything.
Charlie already told me the whole story.
Oh, he did. Okay, good. Yeah. So you're up to speed on this, and I do have it. It's the longing.
I heard that part, and you were all upset about it.
Yeah, and so I brought it in.
I
showed them that I can think.
You showed up.
And I can remember, and I've
got... Well, the more you guys made a big deal about it, the more he was going to remember.
Right on, Leah. That's right, because that's the kind of guy I am.
Yeah.
No, you should have left it alone, Don, and he would have forgotten it.
You don't know his track record, though, Leah. There was a 50-50 shot that even with us making a big deal about it yesterday that he was going to forget today. You should,
right. But what are you making?
I'll be making some shoestring French fries. Mm-hmm. We've got some Ore-Ida onion rings, and we've got some Tyson chicken chunks that I'll be making. I really wish you were here because I'm going to try to do this perfectly. And,
you should see this thing. He's got that big, like, you know those big things they put the French fries in at McDonald's?
Yeah.
Those big metal baskets?
Uh-huh.
He has one of those big metal baskets.
I also,
really?
Yeah, and I also have a 1.25-gallon jug of Wesson canola oil.
Well, do you have something to protect yourself there?
You know something, Leah? That's the magic of the DeLonghi Deep Fryer. Oh, let me tell you that right now.
Here's the commercial.
And I am not getting paid to say this. I am simply...
Did you at least get the thing for free?
I did not get a thing
then
for free.
Don't plug it.
I'll tell you right now. This thing has a little lid on it, so that when I'm ready to lower the stuff into the hot oil at 370 degrees, I close the lid and there is no splatter factor whatsoever. I wish you were here. I really wish you were here for this.
This is
wonderful.
She's missing a great time.
Listen, why don't you two kids chat while I put the oil in?
Hook it up, Mike.
Very good.
Get it hooked up.
So, Don.
Yes.
What have you been doing?
Hello, stranger.
Hi, honey.
Missing you.
You too.
Missing you.
Well, I do miss talking to you guys.
Yes, I know. You know, we thought that, I thought that we had last talked, I guess, before we went on vacation.
Yeah.
When we sent Charlie Broyhill the love note from you. Yeah. And then we were gone. And then when we got back, I thought, you know, one of these days, Leah will just call us. And then
I didn't know when you guys were back.
You know, one of those days led to another day. What are you doing, Mike?
I put the oil up to the maximum lid in the deep fryer, and I'm getting ready to read the instructions on the packages of food that I'm going to fry.
Are you done with King of Queens now?
Yes.
For the year?
Back in August.
And you did get renewed, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Congratulations. Hey, Leah, I saw you on the Craig Kilborn show.
Oh, what did you think of that?
I thought you looked as hot, turbo, red hot, sizzling hot as you have ever looked in your life with those snakeskin pants you were wearing.
You like those, huh?
Oh, do I ever.
Thank you.
And let's not forget your beautiful Quaker State commercial.
Oh, man, that is so cool. I'm so glad they... is Tom Berenger, like, out of the equation now?
I don't know.
Yeah, F him.
Yeah, really?
They've never used a woman before, so I think they're just trying it out to see how I'm going to work out.
You haven't seen the ad. They dressed Leah up like in a baseball shirt
mm-hmm.
that they want her to be. I guess she's like Is that a tomboy look you're going for? Is that the...
Well, they didn't want me wearing high heels. I mean, I am selling motor oil.
And she kind of just yells at the guy, whoever the guy is watching TV, just yells at him and says, you know, how come you don't change my oil? Change my oil.
It's perfect for you. I mean, yes. you've got a good agent. Somebody's out there getting you the right kind of stuff.
That's your agent? Donald Ephraim?
No. Harry Gold.
Is it Swifty Lazar?
No.
No?
Well, you're very good in that commercial.
But I don't think this is getting me a step closer to like a Maybelline or L'Oreal ad.
Oh, you got to start wherever you can start.
Yeah, but if, you know, I don't know.
Who says you can't jump from Quaker State to Maybelline?
Well, let's see.
How many women with the kind of edge that you have to do that kind of commercial exist in Hollywood right now that would be able to pull off a Quaker State ad? I think this opens doors for you.
Since Brett Butler went into rehab.
Absolutely.
I mean, you've got that market sewn up. I can't think of another woman on primetime TV who could do it.
In the same, Don.
What? It was a compliment.
I'm in the same category as Brett Butler.
No, you got balls.
I know, but he's known as a horrendous monster who is abusing people on the set and an alcoholic.
I certainly don't mean you're an alcoholic or that you're abusing people on your set.
I've never seen you abuse anyone on that set.
Damn right.
And I've never known you to have more than...
People freaking love me.
Two drinks. I've never known you to have more than two.
You've never seen me drink more than two. I never had one.
I know, and I'm just kidding.
Well, good. With Mike around.
I'm just kidding you.
Hey, I'm trying to get that in control, Leah. I'm really trying to get a handle on that. And I'll tell you something right now. I've got my demons.
Okay, Jim Elliot.
I've got my demons, and I'm trying to fight back, man.
We've all battled those demons. Listen, enough about you. When is that episode with our measly time going to air on King of Queens? You know?
Mm-mm. Probably the new season.
Yeah, Pete Townsend, the director, didn't edit us, so we didn't end up on the cutting room floor.
No.
How many more episodes
do you... I really still feel bad about that.
Oh, don't. How many more episodes do you guys have to go?
What do you mean?
I mean, how many more air this year?
I don't know how they're doing. I mean, they're going to air them through the summer, but some of them are repeats, some of them are not. I'm not really, I don't know.
Do you have plans for the hiatus?
Yeah, I bought a puppy.
Oh, you bought a puppy? What kind of dog did you buy?
Siberian Husky.
Siberian Husky.
So you're just going to chill during the summer?
Well, this has not been a night. This really has not been a vacation.
Why?
Because it's like I got this puppy. I'm completely married to it. It poops and pees all over the place.
You didn't get it from a puppy mill, did you? I saw that show last night on Dateline.
No, I bought it from a pet store. Meanwhile...
Oh, Leah.
But listen to me.
Leah.
Listen to me. I really didn't want to get it from a pet store.
It's a puppy mill dog.
But I went in and I thought, these are the dogs that need to be rescued, other than the dogs that are going to be put to sleep real soon.
You know, that's true.
But when you go to these breeders and stuff, you know, these dogs, they have it so nice. They have, like, acres and acres of land.
Yes.
And these dogs in the pet stores, I mean, they sit in their own piss. They're used to that.
You know, you're right. And when I was watching this show on the puppy mills where they get where the pet stores get the dogs,
yeah,
and they're in these horrible conditions, you're absolutely right. Why not get a dog out of that situation that's been abused? Right. You know, they just say you have to watch out for their health because they've been in these nasty conditions.
Well, you bring it to a vet. You got like 5 days to bring it back because you have to bring it to a vet within 5 days.
Do you have his nuts cut off?
No.
Oh, are you gonna let him walk around with his big dog penis all the time?
I don't know. I feel bad at cutting his balls off.
You know, we did that to our dog. We did it here on the radio.
Don, did you really?
Yes, our little dog Max. Little Scottish Terrier.
That's so sad.
We had the dog neutered. It was for spaying and neutering your pets, which is the humane thing to do.
No, I know. I mean, I'm gonna do it. I have to do it, but I feel horrendous.
Oh no, it's fun. You know, the best part, the funniest part, really, I felt bad at the time, but looking back on it, it's funny, is remember when Max was on the operating table, and they giving him the doggy gas, and he was laying there, and just half of his tongue was coming out of his mouth?
Right, it was very, it looked like he bought the farm, frankly, it really did.
Right.
And then they gave us his little nuts, in this little jar of formaldehyde, and I had them made into cufflinks, and sent them to Bob Barker. But never heard another word back from him.
You didn't get a thank you notice?
No, nope. Nothing from him.
So you're gonna be just chilling with your puppy. You're not gonna be doing any TV, movies, any new commercials, any feature films, anything like that.
Well, it's not like anybody's calling, Mike. You know.
Well, they should.
Well, I don't know.
When are you gonna come out and see us?
I don't know. When are you going to come out? I'd rather you come see me.
No, no, no. I'd rather you come out here this time.
Why don't you come see us?
I have a fear of flying.
Why don't you come see us when we're up in New York?
You know I have a fear of flying.
You do?
Yes.
Well, I can relate to that. I understand that.
Well, why don't you get on a train and come out here then? You know, from California.
Yes.
What? Get on the Silver Streak with Gene Hackman.
You like a Three Stooges movie.
Or Gene, who is that? Gene Wilder with the bug eyes.
Silver Streak.
I'd rather do that, honestly, than get on a plane.
Well, do that. You know, my wife has a guest room for you. She still calls it Leah's room.
Oh.
She's totally redone the room now.
How is your wife?
She's all right.
She's all right?
She's all right.
Is she good or she's all right?
Leah, she's fine. I had a day today.
I knocked out
the taillight on my car, and she's busting my balls about that, and then, you know, I needed a ride to work today because I'm having the laser surgery done on my eyes tonight,
right.
And I was almost like getting to work because she wouldn't take time out of her piano lesson to drive me in, you know, just the normal stuff. You know, she's fine, I'm fine, everybody's fine.
How are you doing? How are you and Angelo doing?
We're doing well.
Are you having your period right now?
No, but I feel it coming. I was telling Jackie last night because she kept annoying me, annoying the dog. She kept petting the dog, and it was really annoying me. So I said, I really want to stab you. I think I'm getting my period.
Yeah, stabbing. When you're threatening just to, you know, murderous acts, that means you're probably a little PM.
Have you named the dog either Don, Mike, Charlie, Rob, or Buzz?
Well, no. I bought the dog partly for Angelo's son, and he named the dog.
What did he name him?
He named him Blue.
Blue?
my dog Blue. Did you name him Blue because of... Does he name
he has two blue eyes.
Did he name him Blue because of Blue's Clues?
I think he did for that and because he has two blue eyes.
Blue. You know, every time I got to tell you something. I remember from when I stayed in the guest room in your home.
Yeah.
When I had those many hours alone by myself and I was afraid to leave the room.
Sitting on the stairs.
Yeah, so I wouldn't set off your alarm.
Yeah.
I looked at all those pictures you have sitting down there,
mm-hmm.
like of Angelo and his kids.
Yeah.
And one of his kids absolutely could be in the TV movie to play Elian Gonzalez.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, well, absolutely.
That's a compliment, I guess, because Elian's a pretty cute kid. I mean,
yeah.
You can take all the, you know, all the politics out of it.
My papa.
Hey, bueno.
Papa. How is your oil, Mike?
My oil is, it's got a little light, an indicator light on the bottom of the DeLonghi Deep Fat Fryer Easy Clean system, and what it's going to do is the light is going to go off as soon as the oil is hot enough to fry.
And will we be able to actually hear that? Will you put the microphone
not
down
only
so we can hear it?
Not only will you hear that, Leah, you're going to be missing out on some delightful Safeway shoestring French fried shoestring potatoes that I'll be cooking up for the crew around here.
Yeah, there's the first wow of the day.
Wow.
I know that's annoying.
You know, you would be, let me tell you something, you would be perfect. I wish you were here today, because you'd be digging this.
I really would be.
I know you like to
be fascinating.
Well, listen, let's just firm this up right now. When are you going to come see us?
I don't know. When do you want me to come see you?
Well, you know, anytime.
I was thinking that she should come up and see us in New York, because she's got family in New York, and I'm sure that at least, are you planning a trip to New York at least sometime in the future?
Yes, I am.
See, that's where you should come and see us.
I do. I need to see my grandmother and my father. I need to see everybody.
Well, I don't see why she doesn't make both legs of the trip, because frankly, I'd
you
like
just
her...
want us. You want her to stay in your home?
Yes, I do.
I understand.
I'd like to return the favor.
I really want you to meet my family, though. You really have to meet my grandma.
And I want you to sit down with my wife.
Okay.
That is just a picture that I have in my mind.
Just of us hanging out, having coffee?
Just the two of you sitting around, talking about how much you guys love me.
Okay.
That's what I like. I would love you to stay at our house.
Okay.
And then go to New York.
Okay. With you.
Yeah. Well, no, with all of us.
She can ride up on the train with me to New York.
Are you taking the train?
That's right. Mike doesn't fly to New York.
I take the train.
That's a good idea, Mike. We should do that.
It's the civilized way to travel.
You could have 3 hours of solitude with Leah.
It'd be fantastic. We'd play some cards.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
Absolutely.
All right, so when?
We can't smoke, though, right, Mike?
You can, I think, at Trenton, you can duck out of the car and have a quick smoke.
But you're not smoking anymore.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. I haven't had a cigarette since this morning. Demons.
Freaking liar. Oh, yeah.
He's got his demons.
I do. I have demons.
Well, listen, we would love to see you anytime. I mean,
I'd love to see you.
Well, then, you know, come on. Give us a date.
I don't know the date yet.
Give us a date.
Come on.
I don't want to go by myself. I'm scared.
Well, you know, bring him with you.
Who?
Your boy, Angelo.
Yeah, right now you're rolling your eyes.
He doesn't want that.
Why?
I don't know. For some reason, he does not want
to. Oh, you're lying. Bring Angelo.
Of course I should bring Angelo.
Yeah, that's right. Bring him. You know, just board your dog. Bring him.
Oh, I have to board the dog.
Leave the dog with that nympho of yours.
Life is so simple.
Leave the dog with, who's that girl who got down on the floor and simulated the sex?
Oh, Michelle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, leave the dog with her. You know, I was telling them about that.
Yeah.
When she unbuttoned that guy's pants.
Yeah.
Did she look in his underpants?
No.
No?
No.
But she did everything but, right?
Looking up into his eyes.
Down on her knees in front of him.
Wow.
Unbuttoning his pants.
Or as Leah would say, wow.
All the way up to his underpants.
Being a pig.
All right.
Being a little piggy pig.
All right, well, listen, we just miss talking to you.
I miss you guys, too.
All right, you're the greatest, and keep doing what you're doing. And I think that I love your Quaker steak commercial.
Yes, so do
Thank
I.
You.
I do, it's great. I
thought you were going to make fun of me.
No.
No. No, it's right. Cool that it's you. It's cool that they got somebody, you know, present tense to do those commercials.
How's Kevin?
Kevin's out of town.
Is he off the deep end?
No.
Did he buy the house?
No.
No?
What, Don, didn't I tell you he was going to be a complete pain in the ass?
Yes. Did you go out to the real estate place with him?
Three times already now.
And you looked at houses?
Yeah.
And? Is he still living in the same crummy apartment?
What?
Is he still in the same crummy apartment?
Yeah.
Excuse me, folks.
Yeah?
The oil is ready.
Oh, all right. Hold on.
Hear it.
All right.
Can you put the microphone down there so we can
Rob,
hear it?
Yeah, Rob, can we get a microphone down here so we can...
Robbie, take microphone three. Let's hear Mike's
put some of these
boiling oil.
Right in there. There we go.
Not like I hear anything, Mike.
All right, well, I haven't put them in
yet. Oh, okay.
Yet.
All right. Here we go.
Yeah,
get ready for real excitement.
How?
Here we go.
And? All right. Here we go. Now I'm going to lower it in. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Because this handle just will let them lower
here
in.
Here we go.
Here we go. All right. Bye-bye.
Some deep fried food.
Wow.
There's my fryer.
I got salt over there.
Yep, got salt.
There it is.
And they said these are only going to take 1 to 2 minutes, Leah.
The french fries?
That's right. They're shoestrings.
Wow.
No problem at all. I know. I wish you were here. But they'd spoil or I'd send them out to Los Angeles.
This is good radio, guys.
This is good radio. This is like Ainsley Harriet, isn't it?
Oh, Jesus.
Exciting.
All right, listen. I got to go see what he's doing.
So okay, I love
don't you
both.
Be a stranger. Okay?
Love you.
All right, love you.
Both.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. TV's Leah Remini.
Yeah. Fantastic. Aren't they frying great?
They smell good.
Mm-hmm. They do smell good. Now, if this wasn't radio, I'd be closing the lid, preventing any splatter factor whatsoever. So I'm going to take them out in a moment, drain the oil off them, of course, like a good fryer will. And, you know, the instructions on this says just 1 to 2 minutes, and they'll be ready to eat. And then, of course, we can move on to the chicken chunks and the onion rings. How about that?
Why do you look at me like that? You look at me like you're doing a goddamn cooking show on TV.
Well, I see.
Like, on the camera, he looks up and he goes, we'll do that in just a moment. How about that?
There you go. This is great deep frying.
1 minute.
Well, you know, on those cooking shows, I think we'll give them... Oh, they're looking a little crisp around the eye. How do you guys like them? You guys like them a little lightly done, or do you like them...
I like mine well done.
Well done. Okay, we'll give it a second minute, though.
Crispy. I'll just take a couple, though.
Crispy!
Just a couple, because of the carbs.
All right.
But I'll sample them to sample this deep fryer you speak of.
Boy, it's going well, isn't it?
The only problem is the oil takes a long time to cool.
A minute and a half. How are they smelling, Charlie?
Pretty Everybody, good. You're
oily.
You're listening to Mike O'Mara's Dream Radio Show right now.
Good afternoon, everyone. We're doing some deep fat frying today with some shoestring potatoes. What, Charlie?
Crab cakes.
Crab cakes. Well, we didn't have time to do crab cakes. If you bought them, I would have deep fried them. Absolutely. We're going up on a minute and a half here, and I'm looking right at
Have you ever seen him as happy, Charlie? Look at him. Look how happy he is.
I'm very excited to share good things with my friends.
2 minutes.
That's all it is.
That's 2 minutes, Mike.
Okay, let's lift them out.
Take them out. Let's see.
Let's throw that.
Did you remember this because you had your day timer?
No. Nope. I did this all on my own. Was it my priority? And this, and you know something? I got out of my car when I got home last night. And I said, you know, you have to put the fryer in your car tonight. And I said, no. I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning, and I'm going to remember it. And that's exactly what I did. I took my daughter to school.
That's the kind of guy you are.
I came back. I drained the bad oil out.
Good.
And then I didn't recycle the oil. This is fresh oil we've got here.
Excellent.
Almost. I cooked one thing of french fries, so it's french fries.
All right, we'll take them out.
I'm just getting some of the oil off.
It smells great in here. It does look a little greasy.
All right, let's put them out here.
Okay, we'll just put them down right there. All right. Shaking them out.
I'm telling you, this is his dream show right now. Pinocchio, today you are a real boy.
You know me too well, don't you? All right, we're just going to... I think I'm going to pat dry some of these. Just get the excess on.
Pat dry.
Going to pat dry.
Welcome to another edition of the Fag Show.
There we go. Very good.
We're going to pat these dry.
Pat these dry. Just let them drain. Oh, dear. They're super greasy. These are not the best fries I'm having. I'm going to give them one more shot.
Got to put them back in again?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you thinking that phase one, phase two thing?
Can you lift those up and just dump them in there?
You bet.
See if we can do it that way. I think, you know, the phase two thing that Buzz was talking about. That's great, Rob.
Yeah.
That was just so skillfully done.
Thank you. Can I be your official cooking
guide? That was just skillfully done. I think we're just going to give these one more shot, Don, like the phase two that they talk about. We're just going to lower these down and just see how they go. There, that's phase two. We'll give them one more minute.
Because
I think that they were just a little soggy.
They could have been more crisp.
They could have been a little bit crispy. Absolutely. This is.
Well, I certainly could have had this laser surgery done today and not even come in today. Why? With your cooking show.
Let me just tell you, I mean, if it would humor me, like maybe twice a year, three times a year, you allow me to cook on the show. Okay. You've tapped into something that I truly love.
I've not seen you this happy before.
I love doing this. This is great. And the key, incidentally, for those of you that are, writing down the recipe at home, this is a 370-degree.
You took a bag of frozen French fries and put them in a deep fryer. Recipe my ass.
370 degrees is the temperature of the West canola oil, which I'm using, which 100% natural, no additives. And now remember the guy who said yesterday, you blanch them a little bit, you cook them,
right,
and you dry all the oil off them, and then you dip them in one more time to get the crispy? That's what we're doing right now.
He said you have to jack up the temperature a little bit on the second time.
There's one drawback to this fry.
There's your minute, by the way.
All
right. Does it only have one temperature?
It's got a lot of different temperatures, but the maximum is 370 degrees. I mean, they normally say you can go up as high as 400.
Okay, well, let's eat these French fries.
Oh, they look good.
Not burned.
Just trying to get all the oil off them, Don. Just make sure that they, that I get as much excess as I can. All right, now we're going to see. Maybe these are a little crispy.
How's that microphone, Ron?
Maybe we'll do a little. We'll do a little bit. Oh, shut up, Buzz. All right. All right, here we go. Now we're going to salt them. Well, let's get the salt. Hold on a second. My assistant didn't prep the salt the way he was supposed to.
Oh, you did?
Okay.
It never happened to Emerald.
You're cooking with fag.
I'm doing pretty darn well here, I think. All right, is that enough, do you think, Rob?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, very good. All right.
Ooh, hot.
Yeah. They are hot. Let me put a couple on a...
Hold on, Roy Hill has a message for you.
What's it? Oh, that's nice. Thanks a lot. Well, I'm cooking. Right in the kitchen.
Right next
Thanks
to the
a lot.
Fryer.
I do that every night. You do that in my kitchen.
Thank you, Mike.
They're a little greasy, but...
Oh, yeah, no...
They're fresh.
Jesus, they're a little
kitchen.
Greasy.
All right.
All right,
now.
Give it a try.
Yeah, give it a try. It's very hot.
Oh, Jesus.
Get out! God, that's horrible! That is a horrible... That's like a death fart.
What,
right?
His fart?
My cooking.
I can't even smell. I'm trying to eat.
Is that horrible? Is that the worst?
It's overpowering the oil.
I'm sweating. What do you think? You need more salt?
That's not the best French fry I've ever had.
Well, F you.
I like mine crispier.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
We could give them another shot. Do you think they need a phase three?
Yeah, they are. I don't want to slam any sponsor.
Uh-huh.
We don't have any sponsors in fast food, do we?
Hey, Rob.
You know what it is? It's the difference between...
They need just one...
McDonald's fries
and
Burger King fries.
Charlie likes them. Well,
they taste like Burger King fries.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
But that's pretty good, though.
You know how McDonald's fries have that certain taste about them?
Yeah, look at Charlie getting a hold. Charlie likes them. Charlie, go ahead.
Well,
say it up.
Mike, they could be filled with feces.
I like your fries, Mike.
Thank you,
Mr. Harriet.
They could be feces fries. And if it's free, he'd be eating them.
I tell you, if you were on this side of the control board, you would be eating feces fries right now. I'm going to give them one more shot.
All right, give them another shot.
All right.
Okay.
I think they need more salt.
Do a commercial set, okay?
Let's
can just continue this during the stop set.
I'll put that microphone down so we have one more here. We hear it going. Here we go. Ready?
Yep.
Here we go. Bye, baby. Very nice. And by the time we come back, you will have sampled a little extra crisp. Extra crispy. It's entirely delicious. Thank you, Broyhill, for like farting in the middle of that. That's the worst thing you've ever done.
Hey.
Horrible.
All right, well, I'm glad you're happy.
I'm delighted. And, you know, I'll come up with other recipes.
Recipes.
I will, because it'll be good. You know what? It just gives me an opportunity to cook for my friends.
Coach Happy Touch Tones right there. Time for a caller 100 and a prize package that we have selected especially for you. If you're the 100th person to call right now, I think we have all three of the honeys are here today.
Oh, fantastic. Ooh.
Beth, Bloody Beth.
Yep.
Lisa the Nympho, and of course, very wholesome Toya. She doesn't swallow.
All very nice ladies.
You can call her 100 right now. Toll free lines are open at 1-877-365-3636.
Yours are going to be ready in just a second.
Okay, I'll ride you back.
This is the Don and... Huzzah! The Don and Mike Show.
What are you doing now?
I have finished all the shoestring french fry potatoes, and I am now about to lower a delicious batch of onion rings into the deep fryer for everyone. Because I will be totally focused on the show, but we've got all this food here and might as well cook it for
Okay, well, I just wanted to point out that we do have a regular show to do today.
I understand this, and I'm not going to be distracting from that. I'm simply going to be cooking as we're doing the show. This will be the last frying you will actually hear on the air.
Okay.
That, of course, is the sound of the onion rings going into the hot oil.
Okay.
All right. Bon appetit.
What a caller. 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Yeah, and you know what you've guaranteed?
What's that?
You've now guaranteed the fact that Rob will do no work today. Since you have food over there on that side of the room, he's not been back here doing his work.
Charlie has been here. Buzz is, yes. Buzz is eating. How do you like him, Buzz?
Oh, very tasty.
Very good. Very good. And I think I got your perfect... No, they're not your consistent.
The one I had was okay. It was good and crispy.
You like the phase three, which is you get that real crisp coating.
Almost burned.
Uh-huh.
What's your name, my friend?
My name is Jim.
Jim, where are you from?
I'm from Sacramento.
Jim, caller 100. You won the Lewis versus Grant t-shirt. Don't miss Lewis versus Grant live on pay-per-view this Saturday. Call your local cable operator, satellite provider to order the fight. And we're going to give you two of our favorite CDs, the Pull My Finger and Speak Dirty in French Tongues CDs.
I love those.
Both of the CDs available by going online at www.pullmyfinger.com. But wait, there's more. You've also qualified for tomorrow's big free money show. When we pay rents and we pay mortgages, we're going to do it during the entire show.
Excellent.
How much do you pay every month in rent or mortgage?
$2,300.
Now, that's a gigantic one. Oh, God, I hope we pull your name out tomorrow.
That's terrific.
Love to pay that for you. Make sure you listen to the whole show tomorrow, okay?
I will.
That's the only way to win the money. Thank you, my friend, and hold the line, please.
Fantastic.
I could tell you about how effed up this company is.
We know that.
Or, well, no, I got some news stories about how effed up this company is.
Really?
Or,
I didn't do that. You're controlling that microphone.
I know. I could hear it without turning.
They might.
See, I can hear it.
Has it been about 2 minutes since I let them in there?
I can hear it without turning that microphone on, but when I turn that microphone on...
We've got only a few more to go. I have a question for you.
What?
I'm sorry.
Boy, they're cooking.
Has it been about 2 minutes, 2 to 3 minutes since I put them in there?
Sure seems like it. I don't think so, though.
I don't know.
I think I'd like them to be a little browner.
I don't think so.
Just a little bit browner. They are. They smell wonderful. They really do. The onion rings. Who doesn't like fried French fried onion rings?
Okay, before I tell you about how effed up this company is, let me...
You were hoping I'd forget the deep fryer, weren't you?
Well, we did go a solid half hour with it.
No, I know.
We did.
It's just, I've got this food in front of me, and it's just a shame to heat that oil up and have it go to waste, because just to turn that thing off...
I know you hate to waste.
I don't like to... I do not like to waste food. No siree, Bob.
Maybe it's been 2 minutes now. Don't make the chicken chunks.
I thought you liked, shake and bake chicken. This is just a little less healthy.
All right. Just make the onion rings and that's it.
Coming out of the oil now.
Jesus,
you should see him. A lot more residue, coming off the onion rings.
You should see him. And it smells like Denny's in here now.
Oh, my God.
It does.
Oh, they are perfect.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they really are. They're perfect.
They are absolutely.
You get a bigger boner from food than you do from Poontang.
I'll tell you right now. Well, you know, I'm not getting any younger. I'll tell you right now. These are really flawless. I think they're absolutely perfect. They're really, really crispy. Yeah, I'll let you know, but I'm not going to touch them. And I won't cook the other ones.
Okay, thank you. Well, during commercials, cook if you like.
Okay, all right. If I moved my microphone way over here, you wouldn't hear, right? You wouldn't hear that's going on. If I moved the microphone and got that out of the way, I bet you couldn't hear the.
Is that your way of compromising? Saying you want to continue to cook during the show?
You know, I got. Look, there are about four left in here.
No, no more cooking during the show.
All right, okay.
No more cooking during the show.
Okay, I understand. Even on the shows where they do cook, you know, the segments are only so long, so I understand that. So I just
Rob, take the oil and dump it down the toilet.
No, it's too hot. You don't do that. I'm going to shut it off, and we're going
to
allow the oil has been turned off.
Has to cool.
It will be allowed to cool for the rest of the show, and. This horrible waste of some onion rings and chicken nuggets will just...
Well, go put them in the freezer upstairs.
That's a great idea. We'll do that. Uh-huh. That's it. That means they won't be wasted.
Right.
Okay, we've got onion rings over here, staff. Staff.
Attention, staff.
Attention, staff. There, I'm done. Okay, I'm no longer distracted. I'm back focused on the show.
Are the onion rings done?
Yeah, they're finished. Would you like to try one?
Sure.
All right.
Pass it over.
Want a little salt on it?
No.
Really?
No, I'll take a dry.
Sure.
Oh. Salt's not good for you. What are you doing, scratching your ass?
I was joking. I was pretending I was scratching my ass. Here you go.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, that is crispy.
That is crispy, isn't it?
Looks good.
And?
It's better than your French fry was.
I think so. I think they came out much better than the French fry.
Yeah.
That, you know, I can't take credit for that. I'm going to have to give credit to the Orida company.
God damn it, they're greasy, though.
They are
sure.
Greasy.
I mean,
they are.
Real. Look at Charlie Bryant. Yeah, look at the producer who's never here when we need him. As soon as Mike starts cooking, here he comes.
There he goes.
Yeah.
He's gonna dive into one of these.
That's hot.
Yeah, it is very hot.
That's hot oil.
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay, well, that's what I was all excited about, and I wanted to show you. He won't let me. He won't let me cook those. I can understand that, too, because, I mean, even on real cooking shows like Ainsley Harriott, they only have certain amounts of time.
Steve Royal was just holding up the box of chicken nuggets or whatever those things are.
Even though I do believe that product that was... Rob, you went out and bought these.
Yes.
That one might
See,
have...
I'll reimburse him the $2 that those Tyson chicken nuggets cost.
I was just going to say that might be the best of all. I think it's just a theory that might be the best of all. But
pass them over.
You never know. Here you go.
Okay.
He's opening them.
Yep.
What are you going to do? Are you going to eat them frozen?
He's going to taint them.
Right. Absolutely.
What are you doing?
Just going to make sure.
That I don't cook them?
Yep.
I wasn't going to cook them. I shut the oil.
Oh, my.
Again?
So mean.
Look at it. It's shake and bake. Oh, now.
Oh, it's a war.
Now, don't go put more of your onion rings in there.
Here we go.
Listen.
Okay, you can't taint those. Now, put your
lips
up to that.
No, I'm not turning the microphone on.
That was the cruelest thing.
You can talk, but we don't hear it.
That was the cruelest thing you've ever done. That was so nakedly cruel. Perfectly good food. But you enjoyed the onion rings.
Yeah, it was good.
Good.
They were good.
All right. It's just over there. They'll be done in a second.
Still cooking.
Don't mind me.
Still cooking. Hello. Hello, Dexter.
Yes, this
Hello.
Is Don.
Yeah, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was wondering, Lee Remick just called in. You were talking
Lee Remick.
Kings and Queens.
Yes, Lee Remick from Kings and Queens.
Yeah,
you're
Lee
right.
Remick.
I was just wondering if you caught the show where he went out and bought the motorcycle.
That's one of the funniest shows they did, I think.
Kevin James?
I still
yeah.
think it is.
Yeah.
When I caught that show, I started watching it. From then on,
when
he's in the motorcycle, kept hitting that wall and then hit the garage.
That's great slapstick.
Yeah, Kevin James is a funny guy.
Yeah, he is, but she makes that show. When you were talking about her doing the commercial,
mm-hmm.
I tell you what, I caught the commercial. She don't need any makeup. She don't need...
Well, no, listen, hold on, hold on. I got to tell you the truth. I have seen her at 7 o'clock in the morning. She does need makeup.
Yes, like all Hollywood actresses
She does need makeup. I've seen her with her hair pulled back. and her eyes very puffy.
Right.
That, you know, she is a friend to the Maybelline Corporation.
And you heard what commercial she wants. She wants to get the L'Oreal.
That's
that
what she wants.
I heard that on the way home. I ran upstairs and was calling, but I didn't know she was also on Save the Bell.
Yes, she was, sir. Yes, plenty of J.O. time.
Yes, Lee Remick.
She's Leah Remick.
She's great.
From Kings and Queens.
I think you guys do a great show.
Thank you.
Hey, Mike.
Yo!
Man, I'll tell you what.
What's that?
Deep fried?
Yeah, baby. Oh, me too, brother. You got that, brother?
Here's your target audience, Mike.
Thank you, man.
Leah Remick from Kings and Queens.
Like that deep red, bro.
Hello. Connie.
Yes, Don.
Yeah,
Mike.
Hi, baby.
The cooking segment is the hottest thing going.
I couldn't agree with you more,
I
ma'am.
I hear Don go on and on about Leah, Kings and Queens, on and on, yabba yabba, driving lessons. I want to hear you cook. Plug it back in. Get that oil.
I just want to say one thing. I think the cooking segments are ratings cancer.
No, you have a large female audience, and to hear a man, he just has come alive.
To hear a
cooking thing.
Wait, now,
Now,
hold on a second. It's not like I'm snoozing here every day, you know?
No, I mean, but I would agree with her.
It's a different you.
That I will agree with her, and I said this.
A higher plane.
That you have.
Just please don't stop. Plug it in.
Okay, plug it in.
Plug it in, baby.
Keep plugging it in.
Plug it in, honey.
Oh, my God, honey.
Oh.
It must be time.
They're done. Get us some more ratings cancer, Riz.
Ratings cancer.
Here we go. Yes, of course, Ainsley Harriet no longer on the air.
Right.
That would be it.
All right.
You done?
I am really turning the oil off now.
Okay.
The oil has been turned off, and that's our deep frying segment for today.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, you unplugged it. There.
Mm.
And there are the last... God damn it.
Now,
wow.
The key is not
to drop. Don't drop a freshly deep-fried onion ring onto your lap. It hurts. All right. Oh, okay. So those are all set, and I'm done. I'm not going to do it anymore. It's going to be all set. I'm just going to put this over here, and please, everyone, stay away from that crock pot of oil.
Right.
You could get badly, badly burned, or you don't want that to happen on the Ainsley Harriet Show.
Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Nipple Guy here.
Hi, Nipple Guy.
How are you guys doing?
And thank you for identifying yourself simply as the Nipple Guy rather than screaming nipple.
No problem. I really wanted to call yesterday to cheer you up after all those anal callers, but today I'm calling anyway. I found a website that'll really go along with the websites that sound dirty but aren't, like Jism.
Right.
Okay.
How old are you? Did we ever establish how old you are?
No.
How old are you? Turn your radio down too, please.
Oh, I didn't even know it was loud. Sorry.
God damn, it smells like Bob Evans in here.
It does.
You won't go hungry. You won't go broke. Bob Evans with onion rings.
How old are you, Nipple Guy?
Old enough.
No, really, how old are you?
Are you old enough to call this show?
Maybe.
No, how old are you, Nipple Guy?
Damn it. I was hoping one day you would not say that.
How old are you, this accent, this Madonna accent that you have here?
How old are you, Nipple
Madonna
Guy?
Madonna accent?
You know, your fake British accent or whatever you were just doing. How old are you?
Oh, damn it. I'm 14.
14? Stop it.
14. I've been calling for a long time. Can I just tell you the website?
No.
Oh, yeah, go
ahead. Oh, God.
It's eatingoutcny.com. But it's not dirty at all.
Okay.
You're very good.
It's a York website.
Oh, my
eating
God.
Eatingoutcny.com.
Oh, dear.
Thank you.
Dear
no
me.
Problem.
Bye-bye. Call back in 4 years.
Goodbye.
Man, oh, man. Oh, God.
Hello, Mark. Mark, you're on the air.
Donna Mac, are you cooking them spit-on nuggets? I'll come down there and eat them with you.
All right, let's go to Dick. Dick.
The guy beat me to it. It's Mick. I was just going to tell Mike that Don came up with a recipe of his own for a new type of way of fixing chicken on the spit.
Oh, God. Wonder how they come out, those ones that you... Not the, you know, because you didn't get most of them, but the ones...
Oh, no, yeah, I did.
You got all of them?
Yeah, I got a nice spray.
See, he just... And then you shook it around?
I shook it, just like in a... Because the chicken nuggets came in a big plastic bag.
Shake it, honey.
Shake it, honey.
Shake it, honey.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I have a website. I was just wondering if you would like to know what it is.
Wait, is this another teenage boy?
No, I'm not. I'm 21, sir.
He doesn't sound 21.
I am 21.
You know, we're going to have to start doing some kind of a pube check on this show. You've got to have pubic hair to call this show.
Here, here.
All right, what is your website?
It is www.freeelliot.com. And in there is a little link that you can go to, something that says Live in La Vida. Excuse me. And it has a little gay site for Ricky Martin.
Okay, right, so is it Free Elliot or Free Elion?
Free Elliot, with a T.
Free Jim Elliot. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Whatever.
Yeah, I don't get it.
No more free websites, please.
Mm-hmm.
Please. Oh, here's what I wanted to read you. We got a letter from Paul Dean. Do you know who Paul Dean is?
Paul Dean is the guy that recaps the show every year.
You are correct, sir.
There you go. I remember that guy. Oh.
Paul Dean, who now lives in France, wrote us... He does.
Right.
And he wrote us this letter. Dear Don and Mike, hello, my friends. Yes, it's that time of year again. Tomorrow is my 13th anniversary of listening to the Don and Mike show.
Wow, that's terrific.
Enclosed is my 13th annual recap. I'm still living overseas, but will be returning to the States later this summer. Looking forward to hearing your show live again. And then he writes that somebody tapes the show for him and actually sends it to France, and then he drives around and listens to the show on his cassette player.
All right.
Writes about us getting on to New York, and we got canceled in Detroit. How about a suggestion for a future bumper for your show? Half our affiliates still air the program, the Don and Mike show.
That is funny. I like that.
And then he goes on. He wants me to plug his website because he's looking for work.
Everybody's got a website.
Wow. All right, except us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have the website.
We have let that technology pass us by.
It's www.paulvdean.com if you'd like to hire him. And here is his annual recap.
I always look forward to this. It's various things during the year on the show, and he has a real good memory.
Oh, yeah. Always very subjective, because it's just this guy's opinion of things he's heard in the last year that he likes.
Absolutely.
Okay. And in no particular order, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's pretty random.
Annual recap, my favorite moments from the Don and Mike show. Midgetville and Biscuitville. And the Time Machine.
Time Machine.
Don discovers NASCAR and then becomes a veritable Pat Goss with car ramps.
Man, second time you've been compared to Pat Goss on the show today.
And his lit Volvo sign. Bart leaves his sport coat in his gym locker for the entire school year so he doesn't have to walk all the way to his locker in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
The JonBenet Ramsey alarm. Who was Jack the Ripper? Mike's daughter is listed as one of the little dicks in a school play program. Lots of guys calling the show. Don's guy, Mike's guy, the Joe Mama guy, the Unleash the Hounds guy, the Sam Huff guy. Too many D's Nuts guys.
Right.
The woman who got Sam Huff tattooed above her vagina.
Yeah, that's one of his highlights.
But didn't win the contest.
She was very disappointed.
The contest winner who beat the guy with a mousetrap on his penis by eating a sheep's brain. Phil Hochberg and Rob Bay's tragically short career as the Redskins stadium announcer. They picked Buzz to be their spokesman because he's nice.
Ah!
Frida gets her first endorsement deal where she says,
I may not make the money, but I sure know how to spend it.
The song stylings of Tim McWilliams.
Yeah.
Running with the Devil.
Running with the Devil.
The resumption of the feud with Max Baer.
Yes.
And then he writes, I don't know the significance of this, but I heard you guys say this, and I can't get out of my head. Kathy Stacey Show.
That means he's tracking for the show.
Mm-hmm. I'm Jack Cassidy. I have an ascot and a smoking jacket, and I'm bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Jack Cassidy. Homo Joe rides to the rescue at the beach house in Ocean City and records Dennis Murphy farting, snoring, and dry humping in his sleep. 14 gallons ain't a lot, you know, for Homo Joe DiCaprio.
Watch out where the Huskies go.
Don sees his first uncircumcised penis.
When did you see that?
I guess it must have happened sometime in the last year.
Strip trivia.
Was it really?
Yeah, really.
Dennis Murphy has not been to a dentist in 7 years. And his teeth were not that bad, just a few root canals. The Ken Stevens tombstone.
Yes.
And Alan Linewand, the new general manager, who says, I always tell the truth.
There you go.
The return to the airways of chip bandwidth. Fun with dreidel dollars. A big year for bets. The Sammy Sosa Mark McGuire bet, which brought Dennis to Mike's house, and the Titanic Star Wars bet, which left Don with a shaved head. A big year for contests. The secret sound of the celebrity laugh. Don and Mike got burned for $10,000, assuming no one would correctly guess TV's Lyle Waggoner.
That is the truth.
From the Inspires One with Confidence file, when Don and Mike traveled to Wichita to do their Las Vegas-style show, the Wichita Eagle sent their crime reporter to cover the story. Don and Mike check out Rudy Martsky's dirty underpants at the Super Bowl.
That was a highlight.
And find the economy-sized jar of Vaseline on his nightstand. Don and Bart almost missed the biggest Super Bowl comeback in history by leaving with 2 minutes the goal in the game. Don and Mike picked the top 100 women of the millennium from Maxim magazine.
Yeah, well, that didn't work out too well.
But use gay body doubles for the photo spread.
That's right.
Well, we did do that part.
Yes, we did.
Never got in the magazine. Don and Mike journey to Los Angeles twice to appear in King of Queens with their good friend Leah Remini. Don gets in a fight with Mrs. Barry White for not providing Angelo with good backup singing. Don spends the night at Leah's, but is trapped in her basement at 4:30 in the morning with nothing but his Palm Pilot, since he's afraid of setting off the security system. Don poses as Leah in an email to Charlie Broyhill as an April Fool's joke. And Charles is the most pussy-whipped member of the show.
Charles.
That's what it says.
I don't get it.
Larry Michael says, order Battle Bots on pay-per-view. I do. What is Mel's motto of the Don and Mike show? What haven't I done for you?
There you go.
Don and Mike's agent, Don Ephraim, who was born during the Hoover administration, actually gets everyone on the speakerphone about representing a monkey.
That's right.
Although they were a little more reluctant about the Monkeys from Mars movie. Mike's tragic eBay experience.
That's true.
Which we still haven't heard about yet.
Yeah.
Don has more than 1,000 cigars at home and wishes he had a walk-in humidor.
It's a surprise.
Don is not a fan of the ass opener. In fact, he won't touch his own ass, even for the purpose of personal hygiene, preferring the occasional soak bath or stream of running water.
I'm not sure if he's got all the facts right on that one.
Well, no, that is true.
You prefer a stream of running water?
Well, like the...
The bidet?
No, like the shower.
Oh, the shower, like in the shower.
Bend over and let it get my dookie.
Okay.
Let me see. Don reveals another great divide in human behavior. Those who flush using their hand versus those who flush using the feet. Don and Mike check out all the germs in the studio with a black light and then ponder some really germy places, like the finger holes of a bowling ball.
Yeah.
Don and Mike interview the girls in balloon popping films and discover naked girls with liquid latex.
Yeah.
Mike O'Mara's poontang advice, turn your triangle into a rectangle.
Bingo.
Mike's definition of true love, when your wife makes love with you when you haven't showered in 2 days and the day before you played a round of golf and had crabs and beer for dinner.
Yeah. Paul Dean's got a memory on him.
Also, he writes, Mike's lovemaking involves a last-minute flip. I don't know what that means, Mike.
I do.
Don has never used a condom. Sharon and others give the Highway Love Connection a new slant by stirring the soup in their cars and even in the studio. And riddle me this, Batman. The sexual hijinks reaches new highs or lows in the studio with more girls than ever before and all manner of new harnesses and appendages. Breast augmentation surgery was the prize for the ugly breast contest, and the penis enlargement contest was contemplated until a nasty article in the Washington Post spoiled the fun. At one point, Charles Broyhill sang the national anthem while a girl was sitting on his face.
A lot of people remember that.
But when does Frida put her foot down? She insists that Don wears a blindfold during trick or teeth.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I know. Wow. He ends on that note. You didn't like that ending, did you?
No, it's all right. You know.
It was a sad day for you when you had to have that blindfold.
Yeah, wear the blindfold.
That's what you told me to. I understand.
Well, thank you, Paul Dean from France.
Way to go, Paul Dean.
Well, let's try to call him.
Westbound 66.
Oops. Bonjour, Paul Dean. I wonder why he's living over there. He loves this show, and he just doesn't understand for as long as I can remember the French have been effing us.
He gets it on tape, right?
I think he does. I don't know what he's doing. He's in France and he's unemployed. That's is he like just scouring the countryside, hanging out at wineries or something?
I think he writes here that his wife's he's there because his wife has a job in France.
Okay, so he's just slumming.
Bob again.
We're sorry. Your call did not go through. Will you please try your call again?
All right,
hold on. Hello, my name is Paul Dean. You may remember me as Mr. Mom. I hang in the house and I listen to the radio and I write it down.
All right, I'm trying now the number you gave us.
Bonjour.
Oh, hold on, that's his fashion.
Mr. Dean.
Zero.
Jean-Paul Dean.
One,
two, three, five. My name is Jean-Paul Dean. I am unemployed. I hang around the house and I listen to Donny Mike.
Johnny. Coming against you, Johnny Paul Dean. Johnny.
Hello, Johnny.
All right, Paul Dean.
But now that's that delay that would mean we're going to get an international ring. That
What time is it in France?
If they're on daylight savings time, it should be about 9:20.
All right, let's see if he's there.
Madam, bonjour.
Get you sleepy, Paul Dean.
Mon ami.
Well, here we are calling him. Hello?
Hi, you've reached
1562.
We're not here to take your call right now, so please leave a message and we'll call you right back. Thanks so much.
He doesn't sound happy.
Paul, it's Don and Mike.
Hello, Paul, we got your recap.
And listen, we have a special message for you. Hold on just a second, please.
Something very special from our house to your French house.
Okay, hold on, here we go. This little message from us to you. Thank you for listening to our show via tape. All the way in Paris.
You have the ass of a 10-year-old boy.
Here's how you say it in France.
Tu as le cul d'un garçon de 10 ans.
These can help you.
Tu as le cul d'un garçon de 10 ans.
Okay. Would you like one more, Paul?
Here we go.
Let me see. I'll give you this.
Try this one on some of your French neighbors.
One of my favorites.
Yes, you can put your finger in my ass.
Oui, tu peux mettre ton doigt dans mon cul. Oui, tu peux mettre ton doigt dans mon cul.
Try that on the landlady.
Okay, I have one more for you.
Very good.
One more.
Last one for you, Paul Dean, on your answering machine so you can practice now that it's on tape.
Wanna lock crotches and swap gravy?
Mêlons nos entrejambes, ça va être juteux.
Again?
Mêlons nos entrejambes, ça va être juteux.
Make a lot of gravy, Paul.
There you go.
Bonsoir.
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 And that's it. All right, so there he is.
I get Mr. Dean, you received a foul message.
Poor guy.
Bonjour.
Trapped in France having to listen to this show on a tape recorder every day.
Very sad. Must be the high point of his day.
Poor guy. We will be right back.
Kiss the bad part of their ass. Just kiss it. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, now I'm going to start my diatribe on why this is such an effed up company.
Okay.
Well, there seems to be one set of rules for us and another set of rules for everybody else that works on the radio.
It has felt like that a number of times during the time we've been here.
Here's the latest example. Not even what I was going to tell you about. In between the time that I was going to tell you why this is such an effed up company.
Yeah, I was a witness to what happened.
They've already come in and given me the latest example. It's perfectly okay. You know that bumper we just played? This is go ahead, kiss it. Kiss the bad part of their ass.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's okay to say.
Right.
It's also okay to say, put a knee up my ass.
Mm-hmm.
It's also okay to say, put a broomstick up my ass.
Mm-hmm.
But we've now, they came in and told me, they said specifically, you can say, put a knee in my ass.
In.
Put a broomstick in my ass.
Right.
Or up my ass, whatever the vernacular is that.
I'm not sure up can be used. I'm just kidding. I have no idea. I really
you know,
have no
frustrating.
Idea.
It is frustrating.
It's frustrating.
I mean, frankly, if you have to have something up your ass, wouldn't you rather have a finger than a broomstick?
Oh, no. Not that one.
You know, I just don't understand the thought process and
no,
how,
I mean,
they,
you know,
how they come to these decisions about what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. And it's okay for us to run a bumper that says, go ahead, kiss it, the bad part of their ass.
I think someone's sitting in a room making those decisions. They're very arbitrary. They're very subjective. And someone comes up and, oh, no, I didn't finger. No, broomstick, fine. There you go. Send that back down to the disc jockey meeting room.
And that's exactly what they came down and said.
That's right.
You can say broomstick. You can say knee.
Yes.
Can I say bottle? Can I say mayonnaise jar?
I don't know.
Can I say toaster? Can I say bicycle bell?
Can you say entire hand?
I don't know.
Or perhaps fist?
I don't know.
You know, who knows?
Yeah.
I know you couldn't say fist.
Sure,
I
you
just
could.
Know.
Did they delete that out?
I think so, yes.
Oh, fantastic. That's great.
Well, now you knew that was going to happen, though.
Why?
Of course you knew that was going to...
No, I didn't know that was going to happen.
You really don't... You don't have, like, a... Like, somewhere in the back of your mind, like, a cursory knowledge that they're going to hit the button. Because you seem to get legitimately upset when that happens.
I'm telling you, in years past...
I would think that based on what the conversation that just happened, when Charlie came in and mentioned Einen Finger, that would mean Fist would be 10 times
yes,
more likely.
But in years past...
Yes.
Comments like that have been made... Nothing's been deleted out of the show.
In years past, imagine if we ever even considered.
Oh my! It's a new era that we're in now.
It truly is. Mm-hmm. I mean, I tell people all the time, we are under pressure all the time to test the boundaries. We are. You know, I'm saying that jokingly, but I shouldn't, because that is the truth. There is pressure in this type of job, mm-hmm. where you have to push the envelope because everybody else is pushing the envelope, and they want that because it garners good ratings.
Right.
But at the same time, they come in and they go, hey, 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 hey. Well, it's very difficult to be the ones that are in here when we're trying to push the envelope and somebody out there is saying, you know, give us the ratings, but don't do this.
I just want somebody from this company to explain to me why broomstick is okay,
right,
but finger is not.
And I frankly think that discussion ought to be recorded and put on a comedy album, because it would be one of the funniest damn things I've ever heard. It really would. You know, here's the deal.
Is Jerb here today? I know Jerb is here. I've seen him.
When you say finger... I don't agree with
something.
That.
We can have that discussion without violating any rules, because you say, when you say finger and you say broomstick, you know. Jeremy.
Well, hello.
Hi. Why can we say broomstick and not finger?
Because it's not as bad.
According to who?
Oh,
according to who?
Oh, Jeremy.
They are admittedly difficult rules, and interpreting them is sometimes complex.
So you get it from a higher authority?
The general rules? Yeah, absolutely.
All right, will you give me a copy of those rules?
Oh, sure. I give you a copy of those rules every 6 months?
No, but I mean...
He does. You file them.
I know, but don't give me the copy that I throw away all the time. Give me the copy that says exactly...
You do what?
That I throw away. Give me the copy that says what you can and can't say. I don't want that big, long thing saying, you know, no excrement references, no, you know, intercourse references.
Yeah, you read that whole thing. We're not going to be able to do a show.
Right. Just tell me, like, I need it in absolute moronic form.
Like a wallet card.
Right. You know, you can't say finger, you can say broomstick.
Well, that's the trouble, is that is not written down clearly anywhere, and that's why, just case by case, we have to make these judgment calls.
You're making these judgment calls
on
the fly.
And work together for a better tomorrow.
You're making these calls on the fly, is that what it is?
Yep.
Charlie Broyhill has just made his way into the studio.
Hi, Charlie.
Hello. Is it fair to assume that to say one body part going into another body part is bad?
That is generally bad, yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, you're killing me with that. You're killing me with that. So I couldn't say put my finger in my mouth. I couldn't say, could I say put your penis in my ear?
Oh, no, that's interesting. It depends on the context.
So I've got a lot of wax in my ear. Hey, Mike, come over here and put your penis in my ear,
done
please.
And done. Done and done. Here it goes. Now we're in trouble because we're simulating something, right?
Right.
Here's what I'm doing right now.
What if I was to tell someone to put a toe in my butt?
This is an uncomfortable conversation.
I just need a bottom line on this.
You'll never get that, because what he's saying is it's on the fly, it's completely subjective,
know,
and they have to make the calls as they hear them.
But do you understand how ridiculous it is for someone to come down and say, it's okay to say, and that was the verbatim quote, it's okay to say, please put a broomstick in my ass, but don't say finger. Okay.
I could make it easier and just don't say either.
Oh, good. Try that.
My point is, we're trying to
listen,
as much as we can.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Here, I'm going to give you another technical point. Is it okay to say, put your finger in my butt?
And that would be bad, too?
Yeah.
And, really? And so is it your job to interpret these things?
There's people far smarter than me.
No doubt.
Lawyers and... All right. Lawyers and such who sort of advise, but...
Yeah, it's a bitch. You have to try and figure this out as you go.
What did you say?
He said, it's a bitch.
You can't say that on this show.
It's a bitch. I want to tell you something, Mike.
Yes.
It's a broomstick in my ass to figure this out.
Oh, man. Well, Jeremy, come downstairs and have an onion ring if you get a chance.
Thank you very much, Chef Mike. I appreciate it.
Very good.
Bye-bye.
Jeremy.
Hello.
What if it's something medical or news-related?
yeah.
Well, let me give you an example.
Okay.
I've just been handed a story that was faxed to us, and I'll read you the headline. Rectal impactation following enema with concrete mix.
Now, that's, you're talking about, it's the same thing when people send us medical stories about this in people's butts.
This is from the American Journal of Forensic Medicine and Pathology.
I've asked this question before, interestingly enough.
Okay.
About this particular article.
Yeah, you really?
Yeah.
Okay, and?
Yeah, please don't read it.
Oh, come on.
If you want, like during a break, I'll come down and we'll go over how we can actually describe it. But the American Journal, if they were a radio show, would have trouble.
I'm reading it right now while you're talking. I don't even know what you're saying.
He says don't read it.
They used a funnel.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I don't see why this is so bad. These guys, one guy just put concrete into another guy's bad place.
Now, that was fine, right?
They used a funnel.
Well, Jeremy, seriously, that was okay with
you. Yeah, you were describing this well.
Yeah. I mean, we dance around it. We've been doing that our whole careers.
That is true.
I mean, really, that is part of the fun, actually, sometimes, is dancing around things.
That's
now,
what I like.
I'll give you this. It's a lot funnier if I can read it verbatim.
Right.
I mean, because the way they write it, it's a goddamn comedy routine here. I mean, it truly is. I mean, about the catheters and the... The concrete case that they had to make.
Oh, my God.
And,
that's pretty awful.
The stuff that was coating the surface and the crevices.
Oh, my God.
But, I will...
Somebody used concrete, huh?
Yes.
Oh, that had to be agony. Ouch.
That's right. A 20-year-old man.
Horrible.
Went to the emergency room complaining of pain.
Bet he's regular.
They used a funnel. Wow.
Great Jeremy,
story.
Now, during that last little segment there, we danced around it fairly well.
Great story. Now, let me ask you. Who else wanted to read the story? Is there anybody we know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Whoever else wanted to read this story, did they get to read it?
No, they got to dance.
They got to dance.
So they had to do a dance around it.
That sucks. Mm-hmm. That sucks. Everybody in this company should be allowed to read this. I'd love to hear Imus in the Morning read this story. Hell, Imus in the Morning is probably one of the guys in this story.
Yeah, he's probably the guy that did it. Probably the recipient.
All right, well, thank you. Thank you for the clarification.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Broomstick is okay. Finger's not okay.
There you
go. Okay to talk about cement in the bad space, but not actually talk about really what happened.
That's right.
Great story, though.
Goddamn great story.
Can I give out the website? Well, what am I asking you for? Of course I can. Anybody wants to read this story, it's www.well.com/user/CYNSA/cement .html.
There you go.
That's it. Funny story. Wish I could read it on the radio. Wish we lived in a free country.
That's too bad.
Wish we had.
And we say all the time this show is for adults.
Thank you. Thank you, WJFK consultant, Jeremy Coleman. And that's your title, right? The consultant?
I don't know that that's a good title.
You're the PD of WNEW, right?
That is correct.
And you're a consultant to WJFK.
Sure.
Kind of still supervising the programming operation down here at WJFK.
Sure.
Have you moved to New York yet?
Actually doing it this weekend.
Have they given you a raise during all of this?
No.
Have you made more money since you've made all these moves?
No.
No.
Have you asked for one?
No.
No.
I'm just happy to have a job.
Oh, that's a lie.
You're
such a liar.
I'm not
going
to talk to you about this stuff.
Oh, come on.
How much money do you think Jeremy makes? I'll tell you what I think he makes. I think he probably makes... He has a BMW, right?
Yeah. He's got a new BMW.
It's a little BMW.
It's little, but it's new.
I bet he makes... $100,000 a year.
I say 125,000.
And way overpaid.
Now that he's got his new gig, he makes maybe 150.
No way. No way. That's what a general manager makes is 150.
At that station?
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. That station... Listen, no one listens to that station in New York. I know that they just finally had some decent ratings.
I'll go back with my original 125.
How much do you make, Jeremy?
I'm sorry, I'm getting another call on the other line. I'm able to continue this line.
Tell me something.
Yeah.
Do you make over six figures? Because I'm sure that it would disgust a great number of people listening to the show.
And that wouldn't be, you know, giving it out specifically. You
but
could
do
just kind of...
Do you make over six figures?
I feel bad ignoring the person on the other line who
if
is...
If you make over six figures, cough once.
I am not going to continue this conversation.
Oh, man.
I'll find out. Just tell me.
He will, too.
Just tell me. I don't need the exact salary, but do you make six figures?
La 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 la.
He's feeling really bad. Maybe he's feeling really bad about himself right now.
See, that's the problem.
Maybe he's making like 15 grand
problem.
A year.
There's absolutely no good way for this conversation to go.
Well, no. You know, either you are or you aren't. Do you make six figures or not?
And you know something? If you don't, then we'll feel better about you a little bit.
I know. Now you want me to say, you know, instead of talking to me about this, you may instead read that article on the air.
No. I'm much more interested in your salary.
We're not that bright.
Of course you are.
We're not that bright.
Of course you are.
Do you make six figures?
I make less than you.
Of course you do, but do you make six figures?
Bye.
Do you get bonuses?
I'm going to hang up now.
Do you have any stock options?
I'm a very, very busy man.
Darren, you can answer this. Do you own CBS stock?
Do I own CBS
stock? Don't answer a question with a question.
Oh, okay. I got to go. Bye.
He is really... Hey, we know how to get him off our back.
We sure do.
Anytime we have him on the air, hey, how's that salary going?
We sure do.
Now we're going to find out. Now he's going to go mental. He is going to go mental.
I think I know how much he makes.
Well, there's an easy way to find out.
I mean, he's way overpaid. Jesus Christ.
What are you calling? Just out of curiosity.
BH.
Okay. Very good.
She's my mole.
Uh-huh. Well, she's not here, though, is she?
You can always call Belichick, too. I bet he'd tell us.
Yeah.
He'd tell us in a minute.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. He's got no love lost for Jeremy.
That's right.
They call Alan Belichick. Mm-hmm. Bill, line one. Junior, line one. That's a Junior Soprano.
Junior, line one. Caller, old girl.
He's not answering his phone.
Oh, he's always around.
Let's call Andy Richter.
We don't have Andy Richter's phone number.
I'm just putting Andy Richter. Just in the great tradition of number two guys. Let's call Ed.
Hello.
Hey, hi, it's Don and Mike. Is Alan Linewand in today?
Yeah, he's here today.
Can you find him for us, please?
Sure, hold on.
Hey, Colette?
Yeah?
How much money do you think Jeremy makes a year? Come on, it's a serious question.
90. Yeah.
Okay.
And not worth it, right? Right.
I will say.
Right, I know, baby.
Hold on, okay?
Thank you.
We were having a custard party today. Me and Colette.
Hello.
Right before I fried the food.
Hello?
Hello?
He's on another call.
Rob, go tell him we're calling him.
Got it.
Go back to Shifty's office. Tell him that we need to speak to him right now.
This is big fun. You know something? When you have fun with your bosses, that's the most fun.
Shifty's off. All right. Bye, Colette.
Bye-bye. Right, she has to go.
Very good.
We're waiting for Rob to go back into the general manager's office now.
All right.
I know Ken has to make an assload of money.
Oh, of course he does.
You know?
And I guarantee you, you'd never find out Ken's number.
No.
That
I
just wouldn't happen. Because, Ken would, immediately. Oh, yeah. Somebody's calling.
Hello.
Donna Mike?
Alan Linewand.
How are you?
General manager for WJFK.
Good afternoon, Alan.
Alan, a simple question that requires a simple answer.
Sure.
What is the salary of Jeremy Coleman? Does he make six figures, yes or no?
Yeah, you don't have to give us a specific. We were just
I can't give you an easy answer. I think you'd have to ask Jeremy that.
We did, and he said to ask you.
He was very uncomfortable about it.
Well, I don't think I would like to answer that question.
Would you tell me off the air?
Probably not.
It's a big secret now. Now it becomes more of a quest.
We're not asking his actual salary.
And guess what? I wouldn't tell people your salary either.
Well, as far as I know, no one's asking.
If they did, I wouldn't tell them.
But listen, we'll tell them. We make, Don and I together make $37,000 a year.
Listen, the point is there is no doubt that Mike and I earn our money.
Can I hold you to that, Mike?
There is no doubt that we earn the money and that our show brings in money for CBS.
Absolutely.
The reason I bring this up is that Jeremy's contributions to the company, frankly, are negligible. I mean, it's debatable if Jeremy's an asset or a liability. And that is why his salary comes into question.
I mean, you know, you're comparing Park Place to Connecticut Avenue.
Mike, and that is an insult to Connecticut Avenue.
I understand.
Go farther back. It's Park Place to Vermont Avenue.
Baltic.
Baltic, right. And we're going to be in Monopoly, sir.
Sure.
I mean, his extravagant lifestyle, his coffee house dining, his his floppy baggy shirts.
Constant first class travel.
Well, listen.
His BMW. Just tell us, Alan, does he make six figures or not? Are you the general manager?
He's comfortable.
Are you comfortable with what he makes?
Sure, absolutely.
Very good.
Really?
Absolutely. I'm comfortable with what everybody makes here.
Do you make more than Jeremy?
Well, I'm not comfortable answering that, actually.
He's not comfortable. Well, I certainly think you should. I love it when we get this going.
All right, so, Alan, listen.
Yes,
just very quickly, yes or no, does he make over six figures? That's all.
Well, listen, you may want to just keep guessing that because I don't think I could give you that answer. That wouldn't be fair.
Maybe we just have to find
it. It wouldn't be right.
We have to find a mole. We have to you know what we have to do? We have to find somebody who's not going to go on record.
Yeah, I know. Find where Bobby is.
Yeah, you know, Bobby might.
I know Bobby would tell me. She's just not here
would
today.
Would chin strap know?
Probably not.
He is so pee-whipped right now.
Oh, yeah, he's Mr. Corporate.
He's got the job. There's no way he'd sell.
He's Mr. Company guy.
He's doing a great job.
Oh, geez, yeah, right. Please. He's doing a great job. Right. Yeah, the station's not falling apart too much. Right. What about the studio debacle?
Listen, we fixed that. Come on.
Yeah, you fixed that.
We heard there was a problem. We fixed it. Come on.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. You fixed it. Great job.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bye, Alan.
All right, see ya.
Bye-bye. That's Alan Limewine, general manager of WJFK in Washington, D.C.
We like calling him Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick,
here.
Number two guy.
There he is.
It's fascinating.
Whatever.
I like it. You know, we get on the scent, and the more people get uncomfortable, the more it becomes a quest.
I tell you, it's goddamn ridiculous. Jeremy Coleman makes $100,000 a year for being a radio program director.
And we haven't gotten anybody to say that that's the number.
It really is.
And I'm getting, I tell you, we're getting mixed signals. I'm not sure what's going on.
That'd
with
be
that.
Ridiculous. I would feel good if he made about 24. About
no,
$24,000 a
you'd
year.
You'd feel good if he made about 9.
Oh, I'd feel real good if
there
he made
you go.
9. But
nine.
I think, you know, hey, he's got a nice car.
Yes.
I feel comfortable giving him a salary of $24,000 to $26,000 a year. That's what I think Jeremy is worth.
It's very good.
What he's worth to this company.
Buzz?
Yes.
How are you, Buzz?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
How much do you think Jeremy makes?
I think we hit it with that six figures. And I think Alan may have given us a hint when you said, does he make six figures? And Alan's response was, he's comfortable. I took that as a yes.
Oh, that's a pisser.
He's comfortable.
That's a pisser. Think of all the people listening to this show right now.
And Jeremy's not, you know, he has the expensive cars, but to the best of my knowledge, he lives rather modestly. He cooks most of his meals at a hot place.
Think of all the people out there listening to us right now.
I know.
Who really bust their ass to make 30 grand, 40 grand a year, two families working at the same time, yet that little prick from England makes $100,000 for flipping a switch every day. Do you think he has anything to do with the programming of this radio station?
All I'm doing right now is I know that radio's on in his office right now, and I'm just looking at his face. I wonder what the
nothing to do with it. Nothing.
Do you think he's sitting back in his big easy chair in his office right now, and he's looking at the radio, and he's just going, la, 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 flipping us off the whole time?
No, he's paying the big money so he can make the decision it's okay to say broomstick, but not to say finger on
I'm
your
in
ass.
Finger.
Right. Buzz, what is your lead story tonight? And I apologize if I'm being deleted out here, because I don't know if they're deleting me out or not.
I think you're fine now.
Mind and finger.
Tonight's top story, when is a fisherman not a fisherman?
Oh, right, that guy. Man. Oh, I hate that guy.
This is interesting. Yeah. I think I like this story.
I hate that guy. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike
Don
Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
I don't know, professional.
This of the Don and Mike Show.
Woo-hoo! Station break. Here we go, Lafayette, Louisiana, KVOL, FM, 105.9 AM, 1330, in Portland, Oregon, KGUY, K-Guy, Rochester,
WHTK. Are they twins? Yup. Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzzy.
Hi, Don and Mike. The Washington Post says the fisherman who rescued Elian from the ocean isn't really a fisherman. The paper says he cleans houses for a living.
He is a fisherman.
This makes me hate the guy even more.
Fisherman.
Thanksgiving Day, it says, was the first time the cleaner had ever gone fishing.
But I hope they start referring to him now as the cleaner, not as the fisherman.
Yeah, I mean, it was always my impression this was some sort of commercial fisherman that made his living from the sea. We all thought that. He was born in Poughkeepsie.
Mm-hmm.
The paper says, on his way back from a TV interview, Donato got excited at hearing his name on the radio. Quoting Donato, it was just too cool. And quoting again, I'm on the cover of every newspaper in the world, and I'm hanging out with all these elite people. When I'm in Miami, people shout, Donato for mayor. 800,000 Cubans love me. New York Post columnist Cindy Adams, by the way, reports that Donato and Elian's cousin Mary Slaces are an item. Donato tells the Washington Post he fails to see the relevance of that. Quoting again, I am the savior of a boy.
Oh my God. He is just a prick who is so full of himself.
There's the credibility right there.
Please.
Makes you really happy.
Please.
That the kid is with his father. It really does. It makes me feel that that's a little bit more normalcy for the kid.
Gary Coleman is more happening than you are.
What is your man there?
What are you talking about?
Fisherman or carpenter or painter, the whatever
cleaner.
The hell you are.
The cleaner.
Right.
House cleaner.
Like inside or outside?
Inside. Vacuuming, mopping, that
okay.
sort of thing.
All right.
Oh, and by the way, the Washington Post also turned up that he's still married.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
boy.
Well, every once in a while, that paper's good for something.
Yes, that's for sure. They did a real little bit of journalism. A
little bit.
The Elian case has been very expensive, by the way. The government says it has spent more than $578,000 on the case since the boy's Thanksgiving Day rescue.
Yeah, right. Worth it.
Man, you know, when you do hear a number like that, it does make you kind of sick.
Mind-boggling.
You know, really, what is the point? I mean, it's going to end up with the father taking the boy back to Cuba. That's
probably
really the way this is going to end. Most people realize that.
Where he'll spend the rest of his life rolling cigars. Right? Which, as far as I'm concerned, is the only good thing that Cuba gives us. Cigars. So, Elian, get on your tricycle, go back to Cuba, and goddammit, roll me a box of Monte Cristos.
Yeah, can't take a tricycle to Cuba, you'd drown.
Okay, we'll get a raft. Put the bicycle on the raft and go over there and roll me a box of Monte number twos right now.
You know what you could do is you could get the raft to work with the tricycle so you could pedal like those boats you see.
A pedal boat.
You know what I read today? That the behind the scenes, the government people of the U.S. and of Cuba have been talking, and that actually the relations have gotten warmer between the two countries because of all this, and that this whole thing could lead to the opening up of trade, which would get you your cigars.
But, you know, I know
that's all I care about, Buzz.
I know we have to go through the legal system,
right.
But this is, doesn't every, child support issue and every custody battle hinge on the biological parent?
Right.
I mean, why are we spending money to bring people in from Cuba?
Mike, I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because there's no O.J. right now, because there's no Monica right now,
mm-hmm.
because we need a story that we can sink our teeth into. So let's root our professional athletes on. There's got to be somebody out there.
Another scandal?
Who wants to kill somebody.
Do something horrible.
Or maybe there's another girl out there who wants to go down on the president.
Yeah.
You know, we need something. That's what we've become now. We have no story. The Ramseys are not a story. We
right.
know they killed their kid.
Yeah, there's nothing going on.
O.J. killed his wife 5 years ago. Monica blew the president 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's just a very dead time, so that's why they're keeping him in the country.
We got nothing.
They're bringing in, like, what, his kindergarten teacher?
Right. I mean, if we had a better story, Elian would be on the last page of the newspaper.
You know what would be a story? The only thing that would make this newsworthy is if it's all of a sudden you had the father come out. And this is what I'd do if I was the dad. But he's got family back there in Cuba. But
right.
if he had everybody that was really close to him over here in the United States, you get everybody over here, and then you have the big press conference. I defect.
I defect.
And I want to stay at the conference center on the Eastern Shore. It is beautiful down here.
Yeah, who's paying for all this?
The government.
Taxpayers. You.
Sucks. Yeah, and that bill is going to keep going up. It sounds like they're living in
I don't know which sucks more. The fact that we've spent $500,000 on Elian or the fact that Jeremy Coleman makes $100,000 a year.
Right. Well, maybe we should get Jeremy Coleman to go down and take care of Elian and bring the father into our studio to supervise the operation. Be wonderful.
I have to put him on a raft and ship his ass to Cuba. Can you imagine Jeremy in a foreign country?
Hello, no. How are you? I just washed up on the beach and I was wondering if you could give me shelter.
Don, he's in a foreign country.
That's right. afraid he's from England.
Excuse me. Can you tell me where's the nearest Starbucks? I'm looking for the Gap.
Go back out to see skinny program director.
Hello, I was wondering. Hello, Cuban sir. Where? I'm a fancy lad.
Yeah, yeah,
from
like,
New York City.
It'd be like Cabin Boy.
Where? Where is the closest Pottery Barn? I'm looking for Lane Bryant Fashions.
Jeremy be on that boat with all the pirates. He'd be the Chris Elliott part.
He's your wood.
New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani has prostate cancer.
I just want to say something.
Yes.
This is a brilliant move.
You think he's still going to run?
Oh, are you kidding?
Mm-hmm. Rudy says now Arnold Palmer can play golf. I guess, Giuliani can run.
Well, he says this could
have... I've had prostate cancer and been cured already during today's show.
Really?
Look how fast it is. I'm telling you.
Lasers?
I would...
They've made incredible strides.
I would like to see Mayor Giuliani's dookie, because I think it's very, very coincidental that as he is going down in the polls and Hillary is overtaking him...
That's interesting.
All of a sudden he comes up with... the easiest form of cancer to cure.
Interesting.
If it's caught early.
Yeah, well, and?
Was it caught early?
Caught it early?
It's been caught early.
Right.
Yeah, interesting.
He says it could affect his Senate campaign against Hillary.
He's a wonderful showman, Buzz.
The 55-year-old mayor says the disease was found at an early stage and that it is, yes, indeed, treatable.
Oh, all right. Here's Mayor Giuliani.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
No, I'm kidding.
Here he is.
You want the tape?
Here's the mayor.
Mayor Giuliani.
Big Kmart. This is big.
No, that'd be Bob Hope, Don.
All right, hold on.
Not the mayor of New York.
Labeled Rudy.
Okay, here he is.
Hi there. Attention, students. Hi, this is Surf from WJFK.
It's the afternoon disc jockey and older man Surf.
I think we're just going through the list of guys with prostates.
Okay, here he is now, Rudy Giuliani.
It came about as a result of taking a PSA test about two and a half weeks ago. The PSA was elevated, so I took antibiotics for a while, took the PSA test again, it remained elevated.
No word yet on whether he'll face radiation or chemotherapy.
No, he won't. I will tell you right now, he won't.
Giuliani's father died of prostate cancer in 1981, but there have been a lot of advances in medicine since then. Prostate cancer is the most common type of cancer found in American men next to skin cancer. The prostate gland produces semen. When asked if this development would make him a nicer person, Giuliani answered, "No way."
Brilliant move, Mr. Mayor.
It's a little Rudy you gotta like.
Brilliant move.
You know, really, there's a little
they're
bit of
brainstorming. They go, listen, Jesus Christ, did you see this? She is a full point ahead. 2 months ago, you were up 15. Okay, listen, I know this is drastic, but just hear me out. I'm talking cancer.
I always like it when you make Rudy Giuliani into the governor on Oz. On the show Oz. Have you seen that guy that plays the governor?
Oh, yes.
It reminds me of Rudy Giuliani sometimes.
And somebody's pitching this to him, saying, listen, okay, now listen.
Right.
I looked it up.
Yeah.
Your dad, God rest his soul,
right,
had prostate cancer.
You express it in a certain way, but what you're really saying here is just one big conspiracy theory.
What do you think about
enormous
this?
Conspiracy theory of biblical proportions involving the medical establishment and certain hospitals. Every person involved in this, right down the line. This is a. You realize what
he's
you're saying?
He's behind in the polls. No pun intended.
And this is the time to pull this out.
That's right.
And fabricate, so to speak, a cancer scare.
That's right.
That's right,
Mr. Mayor. You will be on the front page of every newspaper in America.
There he is.
You beat cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You go out on the campaign trail. You say you beat cancer. Now you beat Hillary.
Right.
I'm telling you, she can't beat cancer. You think about it, Mr. Mayor.
I have for years listened to your conspiracy theories, and I will tell you right now, the one thing you just said about I beat cancer, now I'm going to beat Hillary. I just see that seriously on a bumper sticker somewhere.
Listen to me now, Mr. Mayor. You and your colon are going on an adventure.
There's already been talk that this has changed the dynamic of the race between him and Hillary, and that Hillary's going to have to be kind of careful for a while.
And the spin that I heard about this, which is unbelievable, had to come from the Giuliani camp.
Right.
They expect him to go down in the polls because of this.
Really?
Oh, please. Absolutely not.
No, I don't think so.
Are you kidding?
No, I think America loves an underdog.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
absolutely.
And New York loves an underdog, too. No, New York loves winners.
That's right.
They love winners.
But he'll be a winner because
he's
going to beat the dookie cancer.
And then he's going to beat, Dr. Sphincter. This is from Giuliani's office. We'll be sending the paper envelope over to the $10,000.
And
the doctor from the Cannonball Run.
We just found him. I found the catcher about this finger right here. I'll tell you right now, he's going to be fine, but, he's quite a fighter. And I'll tell you, he won. He beat Kendrick. He's going to beat Hillary.
I tell you, that's a beautiful move. Yeah. That's a beautiful move. That's like this move, this disc jockey. This guy, Steve Dahl in Chicago. I want to tell you about this move this guy made.
Good.
The ratings just came out, and no one listens to his show in Chicago. He's not even in the top ten. He's a he's a disc jockey who frankly, 15 years ago, I actually emulated because he was doing stuff that was never heard before on the radio. Well, he's gotten fat and lazy, and his show sucks now, and he has no ratings. I mean, he's not even in the top ten. Mm. And what he did this past week as a stunt was this guy quit. He quit his job.
Uh-huh.
He got on the radio one day at the end of his show and he said, you know what? This stinks. I quit. Mm-hmm. And, of course, all of the newspapers and all of the TV, they bought into it.
Oh, they love it when we quit.
They said, guess what? Steve Dahl has quit his job. Right. And he sat on his ass for a week. Mm-hmm. And for a whole week, every day he's in the newspaper. And every day they're saying, gee, Steve Dahl quit. How could Steve Dahl quit? No, Steve Dahl was fired. Wait, Steve Dahl has a contract. Miraculously, after 1 week, he comes back to work.
Yeah, there you go.
He comes back to work after a week.
Publicity stunt.
Right. Same thing. That's the parallel I'm drawing with the Giuliani thing.
You got conspiracies on the brain today.
Rudy Giuliani is no different than Steve Dahl.
Mm-hmm. Hillary has sent her prayers and best wishes.
And that's a lie, too. You know that's a giant lie.
And not to be outdone by David Letterman, Regis Philbin went back for a second heart surgery.
Yeah, and people were a little concerned there for a while.
Just back from vacation, Regis says he spent part of that time getting a blockage removed from an artery on the right side of his heart.
Hey, I'll tell you something. This was a great vacation, Joe. Boy,
says he had chest pains and only spent one night in the hospital, though.
Listen, I know I'm
He had surgery 7 years ago on the left side.
This is the most delicious pasta I've ever had. You know, I don't eat red meat anymore. Maybe just a taste of Joy's steak.
Oh. Gelman.
It's Gelman who has to do the angioplasty. Okay, Regis, I'm going to give the angioplasty, but first I have to give you some mouth-to-mouth. All right, here we go. We're going to suck the fat right out of you.
Go out of your arteries.
Go ahead.
Oh, Michael, that feels wonderful. That's incredible. I really don't think I've ever felt this good. I feel the fat actually being sucked out of my arteries. I'm ready to take on the world. That's great. Get Sybil Shepherd on the phone. We're going on with the show.
All right, I'm
going
to address you for the show now.
Thank you very much, Gilman. Let me see. I'd like the black suit, black shirt, black tie, black socks, black pants, and, of course, my knee-high black garters to hold my old man socks up and cover the veins. The varicose veins.
Regis is fine now. We understand.
Buzzy, hold on a second.
All right.
Let me do this and we'll be right back.
Even better than mutual masturbation.
Well.
The Don and Mike Show.
Speak for yourself, that's for sure.
Buzz, hold on just a moment, okay? Hold on a second. Let's go to Johnny. Johnny, hello.
Good morning.
Some of these people have been on hold like for an hour and a half. We just want to see what they have to say. John.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Calling you from Baltimore.
Right. Thank you.
The caller yesterday was talking about a webcam, and I agree that if it was all you guys there in the studio, it would be pretty lame, unless it was Strip Trivia Day, of course.
Right.
But have you thought about setting up one for your Rehoboth Beach party so that you guys in the studio can see what's going on over there?
It's not a bad idea.
Meet up at the beach house?
I think. No. Matter of fact,
I think we're doing that beach house thing again this year. Whatever beer company is that sponsors that. Let me see.
24-hour surveillance.
It's Dewey Beach, Delaware this year.
Ah, very nice.
Yes, and it's Dennis Murphy and Homo Joe with six people, May 15th through the 19th. So that is right before the Memorial Day holiday.
Right before it gets totally crazy. As a matter of fact, it's already crazy down there at that time.
Not bad. Not bad. Maybe we'll look into getting a webcam. Except even with a webcam. The pictures that you get are almost like watching flip cards.
Yeah,
I mean, the quality sucks so bad.
Yeah, if we had one, we could just...
better than nothing.
We probably wouldn't be able to wire a whole house for it, but we could just get one put in the bathroom.
All right. Thank you, Johnny.
One other thing.
Yeah.
Little nitpick. You talk about...
Right. Goodbye.
I don't care what you were going to say, but...
You know, if you're going to nitpick, it really... Don't go... Before you get to it.
And generally, whenever someone on this show says, and one more thing,
right,
that's where you get cut off.
Yeah, and you've gotten into the routine of nipping that.
That's
nipping
good.
It in the bud.
Right. Oh, who cares what they have to say?
Right.
Hello, Gus.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, buddy.
I was wondering about your LASIK eye procedure. You know that there's a problem associated with the LASIK that's not associated with the other kind, PRK, in that if you get hit in the head with some severe trauma, you have a possibility of being blinded.
Or whatever. You know, people always call, regardless if someone on this show is going to get their toenails cut,
right,
or if Buzz is going in for his stomach surgery, you know, I mean, I'm getting my eyes done. People call with bad stuff that could happen.
Right.
I realize that. I signed the waiver. I'm having it done tonight.
Great.
Okay. I can still do the show if I'm blind.
And it's always a guy like that.
Mm-hmm.
A guy that is so, you know something, and I will really, and I mean it, I feel sorry for that guy.
No.
He really, no, you hear the way he got off the phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Broken man.
Yeah. I didn't get any reaction of the native. And I just hate my life.
Right.
I hate being me.
Joe.
Would the $100,000 man be pissed?
I don't know. These are questions you have to let me ask the $100,000 man, though.
Yes, yes. We, you know, we really can't answer all of these questions.
But an excellent nickname for him.
Digit.
Digit.
Who is the nickname of Digit?
The $100,000 man is a good nickname for him, too.
$100,000.
As opposed to the $7 million man.
By the way, checking the delay, the answer is no.
So he deleted that out?
Yeah, it's gone.
Jesus Christ, Jeremy.
Well, that's the way it works.
Jesus Christ. Will you stop deleting out stuff on this show?
Come on.
The love of God.
I won't take a pie.
Hello, Don and my show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hi.
Mike, how you doing?
Hi, we're great, thank you.
You know, on that commercial y'all do for those shavers?
Shavers.
What's religious requirements all about when you're shaving? What's that?
Oh, is that network spot we did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that commercial we did for Shavers.com?
Shavers.com.
Yeah, what are religious requirements?
Fine sponsor.
I think it means like Hasidic Jews, right?
I don't know.
I just wanted to tell you, you weren't deleted.
Oh, we were not deleted.
No.
Oh, okay.
What is the religion? I don't even know.
Buzz, why did you tell me we were deleted?
Because when I... wrong button.
Oh, thank you. All right, Father Time.
Sorry.
There's one for Father Time. Thank you, Charlie.
My mistake.
I take it back. We were not deleted. My apologies to the $100,000 man.
What is this thing about religion, and what do we say in that spot? I don't...
And then he hangs up.
I hung up. Oh, for God's sake.
It's a network spot that you and I cut together, right?
I think the copy was, they can cater to sensitive skin, special needs, or religious requirements. It was a three-tiered thing like that.
Okay.
For shaving.
Don't you remember when we did the commercial? We laughed about that line. We ended up...
Religious, yeah, because we didn't know what it meant. At that point, we still don't know what it means.
Right. I was just talking about Rob. I think it means, like, with Hasidic Jews.
Well I mean, outside of... They have full beards.
Yeah, but don't they have, like, the curly...
Hasids have
the curly hair that goes all the way... Like, their sideburns go all the way down to the...
I'd like to know that. I'd like to know if there are any religious groups that require special needs shaving.
We'll find out.
Jeez.
Well, it was a line in a commercial that we had to do for Westwood One.
Right? It was indeed.
Hello, Ken.
Yes, how's it going, Don?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, the LASIK, it kicks ass. It's worth every penny of it. I highly recommend it.
Right, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm going to get that surgery now because you told me so.
Are you getting a little uptight about that? A little uptight about the procedure?
A little bit. Hello, Joel.
Hey, guys, just to stand up for Father Time there in the studio, you guys were dumped out.
All right, what the hell's going on here? How come we can't, how come we don't know that?
How do you know we were dumped out?
Because the guy started out the phone call and then there was kind of a, you were laughing about a joke and saying $100,000 man, it made no sense.
Hold on a second, everybody's coming in the room now.
I dumped it.
You dumped it.
To be safe and sorry.
Rob.
Jesus, Rob.
Rob.
Sorry, buddy. I like to avoid trouble.
Okay, well, you're not allowed to dump.
Hey, Don, you got him there in your clutches. You can actually beat him about the head and shoulders now.
Shut up. Rob's always with it. You're not allowed to dump.
All right.
You're not allowed to dump anymore.
Is he told to dump?
I think he's like the third or fourth line of dump.
The first or the... I mean,
I think Jeremy is the first dump. Charlie is the second dump. Rob is the third dump, and then there's a dump after Rob.
Okay.
And then I would be the fifth dump.
Right.
I'm the last guy to dump.
And all I do occasionally is just go, yeah.
I hate dumping.
Or I go like this sometimes, once, like twice a year.
Wave your hands.
Right.
My apologies to you, Father Time.
And to you. My apologies to you. Sorry about that. I don't apologize to anybody.
Hello,
I mean,
Johnny.
To do with anything.
Johnny.
Hey, Don.
I just wish they would stop dicking with this show. I really do.
I know. It's frustrating.
Hello.
Don.
Hi.
This is John from Ocean City.
Yes, hello,
we're
Johnny.
We're second home. How you doing, buddy?
Doing fine, buddy.
Hey, I'm in a quandary. I need your investigative powers.
What is your quandary?
Quandary.
Have you ever, sir, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever worked for a radio station?
No, sir.
Ever had any dealings with a radio station?
No, sir.
Okay.
No, I'm just a phone guy down here.
Okay.
Hey, I've got a big problem now. WETT. Got a half hour of dead air coming home from work from 4:30 to 5. And that's not the worst part. The worst part, their main phone number has been temporarily disconnected.
Well, our station in Ocean City.
Are they okay?
Well, I want to just tell you something about it. And I go to Ocean City all the time.
Right.
It's my second home. That is just simply a broke dick radio station. And every time I go to Ocean City, when I try to turn on to hear if they're running a promo or something for the show, it's not unusual if it rains that the station goes off the air for 3 days.
So it's really in rough shape.
Yeah, I don't think there's a problem with a radio station. I just think, I mean, there's a problem with a radio station, but I don't think it's a major problem. I think it's just one of the everyday problems.
Well, I know from my part of the phone business, when you go temporarily disconnected, that's not a good sign.
And when did you find out it was temporarily disconnected?
I think that was Friday when they dumped you guys from 10 of 7 on.
All right, hold on a second. All right, I know that affiliate is important to you because you spend a lot of time down there, and I know that with the summer season coming up, it's great to be on because, you know, half of the Washington-Baltimore metro area goes down there, too.
Let me just call my, call Big Frida.
Very good.
The easiest way. She lives there.
She let talk to son.
Hi, son. I think my in-laws listen all the time. Unlike my real parents, they're proud of me.
Hello.
Hey, Les.
Hi, Les.
Les, hi. This is the Don and Mike show. Do you mind going on the air with us?
No, I'd be glad to.
I don't think I have dad. That was just kind of a gag.
Sure.
My father-in-law, everybody.
Good guy.
Hey, have you listened to the radio down there? Are we still on?
No. It went off almost an hour ago.
An hour ago?
Oh, boy.
Uh-huh.
Well, then, see, if it just... Is the radio station off the air?
It went off, and I don't know. It didn't come back on.
Right. See, that just sounds to me like the standard. Are you having bad weather there?
Yeah. Well, it's raining.
Well, that's what I told you.
That'll do it.
All right. That's all it is. Okay. Thanks, Pop.
All right.
All right. I'll see you this weekend.
See you later.
See you this weekend.
Well, you too.
Okay.
Bye-bye. See you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I like Les. Yeah, he's great. I've only met Les like in the 15 years we've worked together, maybe twice, but he's a good guy.
He's a very good guy.
Very good man.
He's a great guy. Hello, Ben.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Good. I have information on the religious requirements for shaving.
All right, Ben.
Actually, the Mennonites are a group of persons who the men grow their hair and their beards long, but because of their anti-war and subsequently anti-military views, they shave only their mustache and goatee area and grow everything else because that's the
only... What?
It's true. That's the only area on your face that you can grow in the military. And so they...
Why are you so out of breath?
I'm sorry, I ran in from my car.
All right, let me see if I get this straight.
Oh, yeah.
So all they have is like sideburns?
Correct.
So they grow big sideburns, but I mean, any old shaver would be able to take care of that. So
right.
It's going to be very easy, probably easier than if you had to trim around a goatee.
I'll get another guy online about this. Frank.
Yeah, I was calling about the Amish people. Is that what that guy was talking about?
Well, Mennonites, Amish, I mean, they're related somewhat. You know, there's a similarity.
Yeah, here. The Amish, they all wear their beards a la Fetro.
Yes, but that wouldn't, you know, this guy's saying they wouldn't have the goat area
right,
or the mustache, so, and I'm trying to think.
Well, you know what's funny about the Amish is they don't have radios.
That's true. So how would you reach them with that advertising?
I still maintain, but I don't think that the religious is designed for that. I don't think there are specific shavers made for Amish people or Mennonites.
That's true.
Why would I mean
hair removal?
If you're going to take that part of your beard off, you can use any old shaver.
Or a permanent hair removal.
Okay, thank you.
Right. Sure.
Thank you. Hello, David. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was just listening to the Buzzcast, and the one part of the show that makes me sick is usually the Buzzcast. Because you guys every day present in such a liberal slant, it makes me sick.
We do what?
You put it in a liberal slant, like with that Giuliani thing. You guys had the balls to say that he was, like, faking cancer. And I think that's pretty messed up.
So you got that upset you, sir?
Yeah, kind of.
Why'd that upset you? Right-wing guy?
I don't get...
I'm not really...
What is this guy complaining about?
He is saying that because you are alleging a conspiracy on the part of Rudy Giuliani, that we have a show with a left-wing slant.
Oh, F you.
Well, it's not like a left-wing slant. It's a Buzzcast. I think Buzz always presents it that way.
Gee, you picked up on that, huh?
Yeah, well, even if that was true, don't you think there's enough right-wing assholes out there like Rush Limbaugh?
Oh, there are. I don't think it should be right-wing. I think it should be down the middle.
Oh, well, I don't. You know what? I don't.
There's got to be balance in this world.
I don't.
Well, there is balance.
I don't.
On shows, too. I mean,
there's no balance on this show. I'm going to tell you what this show is like. You know what this show is like? This show is like Hitler's Germany. This is not a democracy on this show.
Total dictatorship.
Well, I know, but I just think the saying that cancer, he's faking cancer, is gross. I think, you guys, that is pretty awful.
I'd also like to enlighten you, sir. This is a comedy radio show.
Well, I know it's a comedy.
I mean, that is not...
Jeez.
You hear that? That's our laugh track. That's our post-production laugh track.
All right, I know it's a joke, but...
No, you didn't know it was a joke.
That wasn't a joke. I know the show's a joke.
No, so you thought, Jesus Christ, you are stupid. I mean, really, you are.
Yeah. I don't know.
No, really, and this is not a joke. I hope you get brain cancer.
Oh, my goodness.
I truly do. With what little brain you have, I do hope you get brain cancer.
Okay.
And that's not a joke.
All right.
I will pray for that tonight.
Really?
Yes.
Will you pray for me?
I'm going to pray right now.
Uh-oh, he's praying.
I'm going to pray right now.
Inspired.
Okay.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Dear Jesus, I know there's lots of people out there who listen to the show, who call and try to contribute and try to be funny. And I'm not talking about the D's Nuts guys or the guys who call with the... What's the other thing they do besides the D's Nuts?
Joe Mama.
The Joe Mama guys.
Right.
I'm talking about guys like this. Guys who just don't get the show. Dear Jesus.
Don, I think if you're going to pray for a brain cancer, you might as well make it very specific. Because you don't... That kind of prayer you don't want
to...
You know,
all right, I'll come to it. You're right.
That
thank you.
You don't want to make that at all general.
Dear Jesus. Please give this guy on the telephone right now brain cancer. Tonight, while he's watching WWF SmackDown, please
give
him... And I know that. Please give him lethal, deadly brain cancer. Could you please have it start in his nuts and work its way up?
D's Nuts.
Thank you. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
What that sound was. I heard a horrible sound there. I think you might have unnerved him.
Yeah.
I've just prayed for your immediate brain cancer.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
And that's not a bit.
I know.
That was serious.
Thank you.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Hang up. I'm gonna just wake up tomorrow and wait to read in the newspaper. Headline, World's Dumbest Man Dies of Brain Cancer That Starts in His Testicles.
No, thanks. I'm not going to hang up.
All right, hang up the phone.
No dice.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
We can hang up the phone anyway.
All right.
There you go.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ.
People.
Hello, Doug.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Buzz, how you doing there, buddy?
All right.
I wanted to call the razors is because the Orthodox Jewish people can't have a straight razor touch their face. But an electric razor, the blade doesn't touch their face.
Really? You think that might be true?
I'm telling you it's true.
That's interesting. But... That would be any electric razor.
So it wouldn't be
a specific razor for, you know, religious needs. I don't know why I'm so caught up with this, but I am.
Interesting.
I'd like to get a real definitive word on it.
We had no problem reading the commercial.
Well, they're paying us.
You know, we're like trained monkeys. We just read whatever they put in front of us.
Anything. Just bring it on.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, good. I just wanted to defend the rest of the listening population out here. We're not all as stupid as that last guy or yesterday's woman from Temple Hill.
We are aware of that.
Yes, we know that. We're totally aware of that. Thank you. We know that.
Thanks for your show.
Thank you, though, for calling to straighten us out on that.
Very nice. Now we consider ourselves enlightened.
Thank you. Hello, Dave. Last call. Dave.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, you were talking earlier about, you know, the finger and the knee and the, you know, all of this stuff. I was watching NYBD Blue Tuesday, and they said the T word.
In the first 30 seconds.
Yes, they did.
There is an incredible double standard. I don't know why it is.
It has to do with the time of day. That's the specific reason you hear that.
Well,
that's one of the main reasons they're able to slide on a lot of that stuff. And it is all, you know, it should be pointed out, this stuff is all very, very wishy-washy. It's very gray. There's not the, they're not the...
It's not only gray.
It's brown.
It's brown.
You can go, one person's rule is not necessarily the other person's rule.
Well, I'd like to work for the person that says it's okay to say the T word. Well, like they do on NYPD Blue.
Right.
They do say it all the time.
Yeah, because they can. You know, they hand it to NYPD Blue because they really like using that word. And they've also, you know, all of their female detectives have them.
Yes.
Which is also nice, too.
That helps.
And they all and they show them all the time on that
show. Especially that blonde lady that's leaving NYPD Blue to become a TV anchor woman. She's going to go down and become like a TV reporter in Oklahoma City and... Oh, wow.
Yeah. Hot.
Yeah. Fantastic.
H-O-T.
Mm-hmm. And the one that played Jimmy Smith's wife, you know, oh, she's...
Yes.
Ooh,
yeah.
I like her.
Nice tease.
Wow, wow, wow.
Real nice tease. Thank you.
Hey, did you guys get the that sound bit that I sent you with Paul Harvey doing talking about the gonads?
Paul Harvey talking about gonads? Wow.
Yeah. Gonads are useful for the purpose, but they're no substitute for brains. Remember that long time ago?
I remember you calling us and telling us about this tape, and I don't think we ever... Rob, did we ever get a tape of Paul Harvey talking about gonads?
Never got it.
Never got it.
Oh, I sent it to you twice now. I'm not going to send it again, though.
All right, we'll send it a third time.
Oh, come on.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
A buddy of mine that I did some radio work, some commercial work for, sent me a copy of the McLaughlin Report. I don't remember the exact verbiage, but they're talking about McCain-Bush, and at the very end, it's John McLaughlin going, they're all doing their predictions for, I think, the South Carolina primary, and, you know, one guy says McCain, another guy says Bush, says, it's too close to call, I think it's going to be going, and then John McLaughlin at the very end goes, very tight Bush. I think that's the exact, I got to bring that in, because, you know, the guy just said, just listen to it through the entire thing, and because there is a payoff there, without any other explanation, and it's really great, it really is.
One more call, Mike the TV boy. Hello, Mike.
Hey, hello.
Oh.
Oh, he's got Ken tapes today.
Hi, Kenny.
Is this Ken Stevens?
Pardon me?
Is this Ken Stevens?
Yeah.
How are you, Ken?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Ken.
Hey, hello.
What can we do for you, Ken?
Pardon me?
We said, what can you do? What's on your mind today, Ken?
You guys are sick.
Well, what do we say? What?
I just think that's totally inappropriate and in poor taste.
What is? Are you talking about wishing cancer on that guy?
No.
No. Are you talking about
finger?
No.
Are you talking about what else have we done today on the show? That could be, are you talking about the enema story, the cement enema?
No.
Well, Kim, what is it? What do you have a problem with today? Stop hemming and hawing. You know, we can't guess all day.
All right, listen, let me ask you a different question. Does Jeremy Coleman make $100,000 a year? Is Jeremy Coleman the $100,000 a year man?
I just think that's totally inappropriate and in poor taste.
You think that's what it was? Is that what it was, Ken?
Yeah.
It was the money discussion?
You didn't like us discussing Jeremy's salary?
No. I mean, yes, but no.
Yeah, that's so great about this. These are all tapes of actual conversations we've had with Ken on this show.
Ken, do you think you could repeat what you just said again so we could hear that, please?
No.
Yes?
Oh, come on, please repeat it.
Yeah. No. I mean, yes, but no.
All right. Ken, can you tell us, does Jeremy make six figures?
I don't remember, but it's certainly possible.
There you go. Certainly possible. Do you think he's worth six figures?
No.
No, neither do I.
Do you think you're worth what you're getting paid, Ken?
No. I mean, yes, but...
I like the laughter, too.
You guys are sick.
Yes, we are, Ken.
You kiss a lot of ass in this company, don't you? Don't you, Ken?
Now, that laughter meant yes.
Ken, do you kiss a lot of ass in this company?
Pardon me?
Do you kiss a lot of ass in this company?
Yeah.
Is there anything else on your mind today, Ken?
You know, I don't know what to say.
Don't know what to say.
You usually don't know what to say, Ken.
All right, I'm sure you have to go kiss somebody's ass right now, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There he goes. He's off. Our fearless leader, Ken Stevens.
All right, thank you, Ken.
Bye.
That's great. Buzz?
Yes.
This segment of news. I don't think we had any news in this segment of news.
Wait, we had some news before, though.
Yes. That was brought to you by Rydex Series Trust. For more information or employment opportunities, call 1-800-820-0888 or check out their website at www.rydexfunds.com. They sponsor Buzz's news, and Buzz will be back with more of his left-wing slant on the news.
Very good.
Later in today's show. Now, we're playing this music for a reason. Now, we're going to open up our telephone lines for one of our favorite games, the Guess the Whoopee game.
Guess the Whoopee!
When you guessed the last time that your mom and dad banged.
Mm-hmm.
However, I know that we've done this with grandmas and grandpas before. I don't know. Maybe we haven't. We ever done it with in-laws before?
No, I don't think we've done it. Mom and dad-in-laws?
Yeah, right.
Mm.
So what you do is you call us right now. Call one of the three honeys, either Lisa or Lisa that info or Bloody Beth or Toya Swallow. Call 1-877-365-3636. And you give us your phone number of your mother-in-law or your father-in-law. And you simply guess in advance the last time that they rode the baloney pony together.
It's a wonderful little game we call Guess the Whoopee, and you can win lots of money.
Yes, well, relatively speaking.
What are we giving away today?
$50.
50 American dollars.
That's a lot.
Plenty of money.
That'd
buy
bucks.
A deep fryer.
1-877-365-3636. Hey, congratulations. You know, you made it through over an hour of the show without breaking up the deep fryer.
I did indeed.
Today.
I did, and the hot oil is completely cooled, so we won't be cooking anymore.
Oh, that's too bad.
We won't be cooking your chicken nuggets with your snot on them.
And you know what? It's too bad that I did spit on those.
Yeah.
Because I just had the thought that I'm going to have to leave probably like in an hour and 15 minutes.
Yes.
And you may have the last segment or two of the show on your own tonight.
Oh, wonderful.
So, you know.
Well, that'll be wonderful, and I'll actually I'll do some more cooking.
You might want to think about frying some more stuff.
Take 10 minutes to heat the thing up.
Okay. We'll play Guess the Whoopee when we come right back.
Strange you, Don and Mike.
Tell you something about this day I've had today with knocking my taillight out of my car. And
not the best day you've ever had.
My family busted my balls, and then
right.
My wife being late taking me to work today because she's having her piano lesson. I forgot to tell you, I don't know why my wife loves having heavy discussions with me first thing in the morning before I've even had my coffee.
Yes.
But again today, here's what I hear when I get up. I roll out of the bed, 6:10 the alarm goes off. I wait for her alarm to go off. 6:15, I get 5 minutes comfort.
Right.
I get up, take a crap, I wash my face, I brush my teeth, put on my clothes, wake up my kid, I go downstairs, and while the coffee is brewing, I'm just standing there looking at the machine waiting for the coffee to come out.
I'm just saying, please, sweet nectar, come to my lips.
That's when my wife comes bounding downstairs, because for her, of course, she's got nothing but another play day in front of her.
She comes
running down the stairs like this, and of course, she's full of energy since,
right.
You know, she doesn't have to do anything. She doesn't have to take the kid to school. I mean, you know, she's got a couple of hours to lay around the house
right.
And walk the dogs and do whatever she's going to do. And she comes down and she sits down and she says, you know what we have to talk about? I said, what? And she said, we need a brand new roof.
Oh, really?
I said, really, we need a roof. And she's all happy about it. Yes, we do. And listen, I've been researching. Now, there are different kinds of shingles we can get. And she starts holding up pictures. She goes, we can get these kind of shingles, or we can get these kind of shingles. I think what I'm going to do is she's holding both of these up and talking a million miles an hour.
Very excited about
this. I think what I'm going to do is call a real estate agent and find out on resale values on houses, even though I know we're never going to sell this house or we're going to stay here forever, but just in case for resale values, which is better? And I'm looking at her, and I just wanted so much just to say, you know,
all you're saying is more workmen in your future.
You know, I just want to say, you know, F you. Until there's a hole in the roof, I don't want a new roof.
Have you had any leakage at all?
No, we haven't. It just, some of the shingles have come off the house.
Well, they can be replaced.
Yeah. Well, you know, freedom. So, what I end up saying to her is, which costs less?
Sure.
Because that's really all I want to get out of this conversation. I don't want to give her an opinion about which one is better, because that's just going to lead me further into this conversation that I really don't want to have before I've even had my first cup of coffee in the morning.
And I think the architecture of your house is not one of those olden styles, so I mean, you don't have to worry about you know, doing some of the more expensive, like cedar or slate or something like that.
Well, it's plenty expensive.
No, but I'm saying, no. I'm just saying you can go with it. You can go with the standard shingles.
Well,
and it wouldn't make a difference.
Plenty expensive.
Oh, any roofing job, if you're going to get a whole new roof, it's extremely expensive.
So I say to her, which is cheaper? And she says, well, I just don't know. I know that they're both going to cost about, she throws out a figure.
At that point, you hit the floor.
Yeah, I mean, no, I didn't say anything to her. I'm just sitting there, and I said, well, you know, as always, whatever you think. Whatever you think, that's the decision I'll make.
That's good.
Whatever you think.
And she was happy with that.
Oh, ecstatic.
And you were tolerating that on the
outside. Yes. When I came back from carpool, I noticed that the phone book was open to real estate agents.
Mm.
So obviously, did she
find the answer to that?
I don't know. That's how she spent the morning, you know, calling real estate agents, trying to find out which roof would give us a better resale value.
Well, it's nice that 7 o'clock in the morning, you'll be up anyway during the summer because you'll be hearing that.
Don't I know it.
Good morning.
Don't I know it.
And always that chance of, you know, if there's a rotten spot in the roof, you know, all of a sudden you're going to have, you know, Sam just, you know, smash through the roof and land in your bed.
You're always the bright spot, Mike.
Thank you. I'm glad I was able to be a bright spot there because I was hoping that I'd brighten your day more with the deep fryer, but that didn't work.
That was plenty fine.
I hope so.
That was good fun.
I'll figure out other utensils to bring on show and tell.
And I know we have calls for guest the Whoopi.
Hello?
Hello, Bart.
Hello? Bart?
What?
Bart?
Hello?
Bart, are you there?
Why do I get this every time I've answered?
Because it's funny.
Hello?
It's funny.
Hello?
It's comedy, Bart. This would be kind of payback for this morning when you and Mom were busting my chops.
Yeah, a little boy going out with scotch tape to fix his bumper.
Oh, man.
I want to tell you something. He acts this way because his mother acts this way.
I know, and that's the way it's always been.
All you people listening to the show right now who think I'm such an ogre,
yeah, right.
You should know how I get treated in my own house. I get treated in my own house worse than I treat anybody on this show.
Oh, yeah? Well, you know the hello thing?
Hello?
Try living through that.
Oh, that's tough. Listen, is Mommy there?
Cracks me up.
Yeah.
Can I talk to her, please?
She's
14.
Listening to messages.
She's listening to messages. Well, would you please tell her that the king is on the phone?
The king is on the phone.
He's 15 now?
Yep. She's not 15. Responding. She's still listening to messages.
Funny age for boys. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, tell her it's me, just in case she thinks it's some other king.
It's Dad.
I love that age. I mean, my nephew's 15 now. He just, it's a laugh riot. It really is.
Well, sometimes it
is. I know. Yeah. I don't live with him. You know, I've got, it's funny.
And Mike, incidentally, today is Take Your Daughter to Work Day.
Is today Take Your Daughter to Work Day? No, I didn't know that, no.
Every year you say you're going to bring them in.
Well.
No, I'm going to do it at 7 years old. That's what I said. I said that a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when they're
Honey.
Seven.
Yes, my boo-boo.
Which roof are we getting?
I can't decide. Are you going to help me decide?
The cheaper one. No, I'm not going to drive around with you. Just get the cheapest one.
No.
Have you thought about a slate roof? I was watching House and Garden television, and they were showing how they put on it's much more expensive, but they were putting on a slate roof.
I would love it.
I would love it.
I can tell you're having a medical procedure.
That is the second time today that you have just kicked me right in the nuts.
I'm just having a little fun. You can't put a slate roof on your house.
I think we can.
You could find a way to.
No, I don't think it's appropriate for your architecture.
Oh, no. It would be perfect with a contemporary house. I mean, it's triple the cost, but if it's worth
all
the investment,
I wanted to say,
and
no way.
It would last forever. I think that's an excellent idea.
All I wanted to say.
Yeah,
what is
right. He said it would raise that house's value.
No,
please.
It doesn't fit on that house.
Said, all I wanted to say to you was, any time that you want to talk about something like that with me,
mm-hmm.
You know, it was a bad time this morning. That 6:15 time. 6:15, 6:30.
You don't have a good time. There's martini time afterwards.
Oh, you take my martini time away from me.
Oh, No.
I don't have martini time. I had one martini time
this week.
There's
always some little tiny excuse like, oh, the ratings were good in Paducah. I think I'll have
Honey,
a martini.
I had, hold on, what is today? Thursday.
Thursday.
I had one martini day this week on Tuesday, and hey. I had one martini.
Have you thought about moving martini time to 6:15 in the morning? Oh, I guess you probably think that's unorthodox. All right, okay, forget it.
And with that one martini, who went to sleep on top of the covers with his glasses on, just laying there out to the world in his underwear?
I told you. I can't handle my liquor. I have one martini and I pass out.
I should have had my camera.
Oh, man. That's a funny picture right there.
That was Tuesday night. That was two whole nights ago.
Two whole nights ago.
On the covers.
Yeah. I was just laying there reading a book and I fell asleep.
Without any martinis, I've fallen asleep on top of the bed before when you just had a long day and you're tired.
I don't.
Work hard.
I don't.
You don't?
No.
Little daddy's juice, though, that made that happen.
That's a sleeping pill. That's what that is, that martini. All right, love you.
I love you, too. Hey, Mike, you know, I have to get your email address again because I lost it, and there's been important messages that I've felt like I needed to discuss with you.
Like what? Give me a hint. Give me a clue.
Well, you know, like things that, about home architecture, stuff that you and I would bond on better than my husband. Things that I know occasionally you like to shop, and I've had some good ideas that I've wanted to pass along to you.
Okay, yeah, that's, I will, if you stay on hold, Charlie's got it.
Come on, what is behind that, really? What do you really want to do?
I think it was some kind of, I think she had mentioned to me at one point when we had a conversation about something about the home, something about the house or something like that.
Yeah, and then I had,
you don't want to talk to her about that crap, do you?
Whatever she, what we had discussed, which I don't remember now, was something that I actually was interested in.
And I also had planned on sending you a picture after our vacation, and then I didn't want you to think I'd forgotten about you. I just lost your address.
Yeah, well, say something that we were going to correspond about.
If you actually engage her in one of these topics,
yes,
she will talk until your ears bleed.
Well, if it's email, though, it's going to be like one email going back and forth.
It won't be like a George McFly.
She's a George McFly of emails.
Oh, no!
No,
well, I'll make sure that Charlie gets you the email. If you put Fred on hold, he'll give you my email.
You know what I think this is? I think this is a ploy, and it's not going to work. I think, you know, you're a master game player.
What is she doing here?
Here's what I think she's doing.
Mr. Conspiracy.
No, listen. Because I won't talk to her, like, about the roof. All I said to her was just buy the roof that's cheaper.
Well, that's not happening.
That was my input. Mm-hmm. What she's doing now is she's going to... I know how you think. Mm-hmm. You are such a woman that you're thinking, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to say to Mike, give me your email address because I would like to talk with you about this because I can bond with you about things like this, thinking that I will go, hey, wait a minute. That makes me feel uncomfortable, honey.
Well, that's true. I'm not having any of that.
Talk to me about the roof.
Have I ever cared what you tell me to buy? I mean, why would I care that you say whatever roof you... I could tell you that a roof costs $1 and you would believe me and go, oh, okay.
Right, I'm very nice like
that.
So
why do I don't need to manipulate you to get...
No, but you need someone to prattle off this information to.
I have my mom and friends. I've already prattled. I went on the dog walk today that lasted an hour. It was an hour of roof talk.
Oh, yeah. Could you imagine that? What a friggin' bore that would be.
Well, what would you do?
What do you want to email Mike about?
I want to just say... I'm frightened.
What do you want to email Mike about?
Haven't we recently had done some other things around our house that I told you I wanted to talk to Mike about?
Oh, this is the other thing. Okay, you know what you're doing now? Now she's trying to sell you something. In a roundabout way. I'm going to write it down.
Okay. All right.
I'm not trying to sell him anything because I don't...
Okay, I know you don't, but this is what she wants. She's going to try to sell you that. You know what I had?
Oh, okay. All right.
That's what it's about.
Okay.
I heard that he might have been interested in that.
Yeah, well, and I always am about that.
Well,
I just haven't pulled the trigger on it.
All right. Okay.
I have.
See, Mr. Know-It-All, I was just going to tell him that, and I told him I'd send him a picture, and I felt guilty because I never...
I remember that. Okay. I remember she said that when I was calling for you one day. It might have been the day that I was almost not here.
Gotcha.
It might have been that particular day.
You know what? If I'm going to go behind your back, I won't do it right in front of you.
I guess you're right.
Okay.
All right, well, hang up the phone.
And let's not forget the fact that, you know, really, cut through all the crap. She really doesn't like me. So, I mean, it's always important to remember that.
She does like you.
No, she does.
You and I have certain things in common.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Listen, Mommy,
more, you know, more hang up, than my husband and I do.
Hang up the phone and come pick me up now.
I'm going to eat my sushi first.
Okay, but come on, don't forget, you got to be here at 7.
All right.
You got to take me to get this major surgery.
Yeah, you know what? I'll do just like you did when I was playing piano today, and I'll put my face right up to the window.
That's fine, because you know what?
Yeah.
I'll be ready on time.
Mm. All right.
7 o'clock, I'll be ready.
All right, boo-boo.
All right, honey.
You know what? And then I'll... Never mind.
Well, go ahead, say it.
Well, when I had my wonderful laser surgery, which I am so thankful I had, and I appreciate it, and I know you arranged it, and I know it was the good folks at TLC that made it possible.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason that I was uncomfortable, more so than normal, after my surgery, I found out, is because you kept me waiting on the table while you did commercials and just chatted about other things for half an hour with the anesthesia on my eye that I found
honey,
out.
I had no idea.
Turned your eyes into, like, meat tenderizer.
I'm going to tell you something. This is the problem with her. This is the problem with my wife. She doesn't realize. She gets her eye surgery done for free.
Mm-hmm.
And the only catch is that she has to have it done on the radio.
And they
I'm sorry that you had to wait through some commercials to have it done.
I'm not the waiting. It's just that the anesthesia had to sit on my eyes for a half hour.
Okay, did I know that? Did I know that while that was happening? No.
But, you know, that was the one thing I hadn't blamed on you, which now turns out to be your fault.
You know, you were at the doctor's office. I was here at the radio station with Mike doing the show.
Yeah, but you could have gone on time. You know,
honey, we never go on time.
Yeah, I'm laying on a table with a laser hovering above my eyes. It'd be one time.
We never go on time.
You're right.
You know, how many people do I have to explain to? That's a good thing, isn't it? That we don't want to be on time?
Except when your eyes are being tenderized.
Isn't that a good thing, though? that we will stay past our allotted time
yes.
to do more shows?
You know
isn't
what?
That a well, good thing that we don't want to play the commercials
yes,
on time?
It is. It means that we're dying to entertain.
I told you today, I wish you got paid by the hour. Because you're there, you know, much longer than you need be.
I know that's what you think.
You know, one of the things people should know about you at this radio station, and to a much lesser extent me at this radio station, that we kind of care about the overall sound of our show, and we care about the way the radio station sounds, and a lot of other things. And, you know, and they just keep pounding on our heads no matter what.
They sure do.
I mean, really, it's ridiculous.
We're the biggest freaking team players the station has, and they constantly crap on us.
They really do.
All right, well, I'm going to eat my sushi.
All right, hurry, because you have to come pick me up.
And Mike, just ask one of the guys for my email address, and you email me yours. Okay?
Very good. I will do that.
Okay, thanks.
All right, love you.
Bye, sweetie. Love you, too.
All right, goodbye. Goodbye.
All right, so that's what you wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to do that.
See?
Yeah.
I know it.
Just because it's not...
I knew it!
It's not feasible for one thing. In the morning.
Okay. I'm talking about something that we had, a bit of landscaping that we had done to our house.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I know...
I guess some... I mean...
Yeah, Mike's not particularly interested in that, and I'm sure one day in conversation, she threw it out there and you were just being polite.
She might have, in fairness to her, she might have talked to me when I was interested in that, but it's just, it's not something, you know, there's so many different things. When you have, you know what it's like when you have a house. I mean, if you did everything.
I know.
You know, first of all, you'd be, you'd be severely in debt and you'd have everything
Hello?
Done, but you would never
yes, and
ever.
You'd be freedom.
You would never ever get everything done that had to be done. It's not.
She's working on it.
Yeah.
I mean, I swear to God, she's working on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in one way, I almost relish the thought that we're going to get a new roof, because you know why? Because I keep her busy for a month.
She's going to leave you sitting on that table if you're not careful.
I know.
You know, and your eyes are going to turn into, you know, tenderized meat.
I know she will, but sadly, that's how I look at it. I go, new roof, should be off my ass for a month. Every day she'll be up there looking at it, talking to the guys, looking at the plans. That's not a bad trade-off.
Just be nice to her tonight, because, I mean, yeah, you'll end up coming into the studio looking like Geordi from Star Trek. Yeah, we don't want to see that happen tomorrow, you know.
Okay,
They love the smell of martini in the morning. Don and Mike.
All right, time for a call. 100. Right here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah. 100.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
yeah. Who's this?
This is John from Woodland.
John, Woodland, California. Call 100. You won the Lewis versus Grant t-shirt. Don't miss Lewis versus Grant live on pay-per-view. This Saturday, call your cable operator, satellite provider to order the fight. Plus, you've won two of our favorite CDs. The Pull My Finger CD and the Learn How to Cuss in French CD called French Tongue. Everybody else, get these CDs online at www.pullmyfinger.com. But wait.
There's more?
Yeah, you qualified for tomorrow's free rent and mortgage show, and we're going to pay lots of rent, lots of mortgages. How much do you pay every month?
$795.
Love to make that happen for you. Please listen to the whole show tomorrow.
Will do.
Beautiful. Thank you. Hold on, please.
Okay.
And you know what, Buzz, just bear with me one more second.
All right.
Because I've just been told that 2 weeks ago we were supposed to give away a, hold on, I got it written down here somewhere, a portable DVD player.
Wow. That is a wonderful prize.
Worth $1,500 from DVDExpress.com. The best place to go for new releases, visit DVDExpress.com and take Hollywood home. And I forgot to give it away.
And we have to give it away.
And every day, someone has come in about this time and said,
you have to give that away.
Have you given it away? And every day I say, we'll do it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now,
tomorrow has finally come.
Yeah, the stuff is starting to pile up.
That's good.
We got some good promotions coming up. So if you won a prize 2 weeks ago and qualified for a DVD player.
Right.
If we call you right now, just answer your telephone by saying, Don and Mike, I know I'm on the air.
Okay.
And you win.
Very good.
That's pretty simple.
The password is, Don and Mike, I know I'm on the air, and you will win the free portable DVD player. You must answer with those words, even if you're at work. Don and Mike, I know I'm on the air. Don and Mike, I know I'm on the air. Don and Mike, I know I'm on the air.
It shows how radio stations can rig contests, because nobody has noticed that we never gave away...
That's amazing.
...the portable DVD player, which is worth $1,500.
Great prize.
Home evidence.
Ah, hello. This is the Don and Mike show. I'm sorry. We're on the radio. We were looking for Norman.
Oh, he's at work right now. This is Maria.
Yep. I'm sorry. I don't have a work number for him. Thank you, though.
Can I give it to you?
You know, what do you think? Technically, if you got it and he was listening and he had the right thing to say, she wouldn't have time to call him.
All right,
you know.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Rob, write fast. Write fast, Robbie, please.
Like the wind.
Well, this will give me a chance to mention this.
Yes?
That Buzz's News is brought to you by Red X, Right X Serious Trust.
Yes.
For more information or employment opportunities, have you noticed what gigantic whores we've become recently?
Well, it's the success of the program. Everybody wants their little taste.
It's a sign of the show doing well.
Mm-hmm. It's like you don't see, here's the Super Bowl. You know, they tack on a lot
of
stuff.
That's right. Buzz's News brought to you by Right X Series Trust. For information or employment opportunities, call 1-800-820-0888 or check their website at www.rightxfunds.com.
All right. You have to answer your phone. This fellow, we've got his work number now. You have to answer the phone by saying, Don and Mike, I know I'm on the air. So maybe he's listening at work. If he is, he's going to be the recipient of a DVD player.
This is a portable DVD.
For calling Lundahl and Associates Architects.
I have the extension.
The receptionist is currently away from a desk.
Yeah, all right.
Another line.
Yeah, all right.
If you know the extension number.
I do.
The person you wish to speak with, please enter it now.
Please hold while your call is being transferred to.
Right.
Keith Roberts.
Here we go. Well, this is Norman Roberts. Yes, hi. This is the Don and Mike Show. We're on the radio. I'm sorry if you would have been listening to the show, you would have won a DVD player we should have given you 2 weeks ago.
Sorry about that. But thank you. Thank you for playing another one of our contests.
You know, I just changed it to my boss walked in the room.
Right.
I've been listening to the whole show.
Oh, that's a bummer. That's a drag.
No doubt about it.
Too bad.
Hang in there.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, he was trying to. You know what he was doing.
It's sympathy vote.
Yeah, sure. And when he didn't get what he wanted, he just clicked.
Mm-hmm.
Those testy bosses. I wish they'd stay in their own office.
I could have quizzed him.
Yeah.
To ask him all the stuff we did on today's show. But,
you went the extra mile.
Wouldn't have mattered.
No.
Technically.
All right, I'm trying another winner here. I have to answer by saying, Don and Mike, I know I'm on the air.
From 2 weeks ago.
This is interesting. 2 weeks ago. Makes you realize how people forget.
Don and Mike, I know I'm on the air.
Yay! Prove me wrong, my friend. Prove me wrong. Beautiful. This must be Chip Shannon.
It is Chip Shannon.
Chip Shannon, Warrenton, Virginia.
Shannon!
Chip. Chip, congratulations. You won the Panasonic portable DVD player courtesy of DVDExpress.com.
Wonderful.
This is a great prize. I apologize. I am an idiot. We should have given it away 2 weeks ago. We had a weekly giveaway. I forgot. Congratulations.
I thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to the show.
Thank ye.
Hold on a second. Now I think I'm pretty sure for the next 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 minutes, we're going to go without any sponsorships.
There you go.
Here now is Buzz with the news.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, even in death, Elvis just keeps giving. He's just settled a dispute in Texas between barbers and cosmetologists.
Hey.
The barbers were steamed because cosmetologists have been trimming sideburns. The law says cosmetologists can only trim hair, not beards. The law says only barbers can trim beards.
Hey, now listen, I'm so sorry that there's a problem between the two of you.
If only I could have seen what they were doing. They left the question, where does the hair leave off and the beard begin?
Going on the air with us.
no need for money on that bet, but I stand by that bet.
Well, I think that bet is pretty significant. I'm willing to, you know, it doesn't have to be money, but it's sounding now, well, Buzz is saying that their viewership is eroding.
I might be up for something not as drastic as a head shaving.
Okay, me too.
And not as drastic as a weekend with Dennis Murphy.
All right.
But if there is some kind of middle ground...
Pedicure.
I don't want a pedicure, honey.
I'll do a pedicure, Beth.
It's, well, I know, because you don't mind it.
I'd love a pedicure. I told you before.
Shut up. It's awful driving in the car with my wife. But I think we should put our heads together and come up with something.
All right, good. I think we... well, then fine.
How about the loser has to have an angina procedure?
That's good. Yeah, we'll have to have one of those catheters inserted in our thigh and run up through our heart.
Okay, fine.
Okay, well, then fine.
How about the loser has to have a cement enema?
No. Yeah, we'll read all about that.
Hey, how about the loser has to have a finger up his ass?
Oh, sorry. Hey, I'm sorry. We're going to have to hit the delay, sir. Caller, that is out of line.
Oh, I just got on the air. I heard it wasn't deleted.
Uh-huh. Don't listen to yourself on the radio. Listen to the phone, sir.
All right, I'm sorry. Goodbye.
Good luck with your procedure.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
The average age of the show's viewers has gotten older. The show is still a powerhouse, but younger viewers are the first to bail when a show isn't as hip anymore.
You just were waiting for that.
It's still a powerhouse. Anything could go either way.
So they say older viewers are the last to leave?
Generally speaking, yes,
that's
true.
You'll be sticking with it right till the very end.
I don't watch
Doomsayer. You don't watch that show?
No, I don't.
You've never watched that
show? I watched it in the beginning, got bored, moved on to something else.
Oh, Buzz, you got to watch it when they get to the milieu.
Okay.
It's a grabber, man.
Call me.
It really is.
The woman who plays Daphne on Frasier is telling NBC to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Jane Leaves says the network keeps promising viewers there'll be some kind of resolution to the beneath-the-surface romance between Daphne and Niles. There won't be, she says, and Jane says she's afraid the viewers will blame the show for the broken promises when they should be blaming the network.
Oh, Niles, are you going to do me right here, right in the kitchen after you drink your sherry? Go on, come on, do me, just like I'm your wife, Maris.
She says the other people on the show agree with her on this. She tells TV Guide, we're annoyed at the way the network's been promoting us. We see them tease things that have nothing to do with what our episodes are really about.
That's right. We're very upset the way they've been presenting us, Frasier, and his brother Niles. I'm Daphne. Hello.
One more one. Officials in Colorado have finally released their videos of the Columbine mess, and one of those tapes has a pop music soundtrack on it.
Oh, boy.
Needless to say, people are upset, the parents are upset, but so are some of the artists whose music was used in that video, including Arista artist Sarah McLachlan.
Mm. Arista. Don't edit out the part about Arista. Listen, we don't accept any responsibility for that. We're so sorry. Well, I'm Jim Elliott.
Both Sarah and Arista have spoken out against it. One parent calls it a gory music video.
All right, Buzz, more news to come. We will be right back after this.
This is with a chunk of Pat Summerall's stomach in every delicious bite. Guaranteed. The Don and Mike Show.
Tape selections for this portion of the Don and Mike Show selected by Spiewak.
I like that.
Okay. I know you do. Now more with Buzz.
An ex-husband and an ex-boyfriend of the real-life Aaron Brockovich have been arrested. Police say they tried to extort money from the crusading secretary by threatening to go public with accusations that she was a bad mother. Oh, look at that cleavage, though.
And that she was having an affair with her boss.
Hmm.
Oh, dear.
Quoting the real Aaron Brockovich, the whole thing really makes me sick.
You know, whenever you get to the top in this country,
mm-hmm.
they try to shut you down.
Somebody tries to do that.
But, have you seen pictures of the real Aaron Brockovich?
Yes, I have.
I mean, she's actually also got the, the Tig Old Biddies also.
Yeah, nice.
The movie was well cast.
Yes, it was.
Another guy has been busted in Michigan for allegedly swearing in front of women and children.
Damn it.
Steve Clevenger is accused of shouting out cuss words after he was fired from his high school coaching job.
I'm tired and I'm not going to say anymore.
His lawyer,
I'm sick and tired and terrible.
His lawyer says he was fired for making the players run extra laps.
Well, that's you.
And because he spoke to them rudely.
S. This whole thing is S. S.
Sorry, moms and children.
Clevenger could get 3 months in jail and a $100 fine. Police say they tried to get him to stop swearing, but he wouldn't.
You know, the best of my knowledge, no one has ever been fined around here, have they, Rob?
I've never been fined.
It could happen.
Yeah.
It really could.
Maybe Charlie Stossel.
There's just so much pressure around here. What with the tape, the sexual harassment tape.
What you can say.
Now this story.
What you can't say.
Like, it's not difficult enough to come in here and try to provide good radio every day.
Right. The cussing canoeist, by the way, convicted last year, is still appealing his sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Another day, another unfortunate incident for Alaska Airlines.
Oh, dear.
Didn't you have a story about them yesterday?
The other day, yeah. Just every few days, it seems the cursed airline gets another bad piece of...
And that gives you a lot of pleasure, doesn't it, Buzz?
Oh, I wouldn't say a lot of pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
I find it sort of interesting.
All right, go ahead.
Borderline amusing.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, one of the airline's jets made an unplanned landing in Oakland, California after some kind of smoke or mist appeared in the back of the passenger compartment. The MD-80 was headed from San Jose to Seattle with over 100 people on board.
Get to know Charlie.
Hi, this is your first officer, Charlie Stuang Stablock. Your pilot is Mr. Joseph Ottinger. We'll be having a nice flight to Los Angeles. Oh, we gotta go to Oakland.
Sorry, Charlie.
Uh-huh.
I screwed up again.
We were listening to Shannon.
Charlie had the mind of a child.
Scott, Shannon, and Todd. Yes, to me. Right up in the plane.
Nobody got hurt.
Uh-huh.
The problem is still a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the passengers says they were all very grateful to the captain.
My pleasure. Fly again. Thanks for flying Alaska. Thanks for coming. Thanks. Goodbye. Thank you. Thanks for coming. Have another peanut. Wee. Woo. Yes, sir. Shannon.
Ashley Judd has accepted a marriage proposal from a race car driver.
Oh, man. She is hot.
Yeah.
Have you seen the trailers for that new movie she's in?
It opens tomorrow, as a matter of fact, Where the Heart Is.
Oh.
Now, Ashley's mom actually says the actress has been engaged to IndyCar driver Dario Franchetti, since December.
She's my favorite jug.
She's a lot of people's favorite.
She is hot. I mean, that is...
There's a lady that takes care of herself.
Mom says they met at a wedding reception nearly a year ago. No date has been set for Ashley's wedding, so I'm telling you, there's a chance.
Oh, very good.
A soccer player in Iran is in trouble for trying to top Brandi Chastain. And they don't take kindly to that in Iran.
Male or female?
A male, yeah. The 19-year-old team member celebrated a recent winning goal late in the game by taking off his shirt and pulling down his soccer shorts.
You know, I don't know what they make such a big deal about. We take our pants off at the end of every show. And what am I saying? The end. We take them off at the beginning. And that's the sound that plays, too. The pants are off. It's on with the show.
Can't have a good show with your pants on.
The player was wearing underwear.
And then we fry food.
Which is dangerous, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
He's been suspended for 6 months and hit with a $1,200 fine.
Right.
In this country, soccer star Brandi Chastain removed her top to reveal a sports bra after the U.S. victory, and she, instead of getting punished, got an endorsement contract.
She revealed a sports bra, not much else. It's just one man's opinion.
Yeah, you know, my opinion, true. If Ainsley did his show with that band, he'd still be on the air today.
It always gets back to Ainsley Harriott with you, doesn't it?
Yes, that and fried food.
Bob was very broken up about your Ainsley Harriott story about it.
Well,
Ainsley being canceled.
I think we all were, but only Rob does the dance.
Rob, if I can tell you the truth, it's the reason I brought the fryer in.
Is it really?
Kind of a tribute to Ainsley.
It helped, but it didn't cure it.
Yep. Somebody is listening now and saying fag. Go ahead. Yeah, now give me one more, Buzz.
Okay, gossip for gossip's sake. The New York Post says Conan O'Brien made the mistake of sitting next to one of its reporters at lunch on Monday.
Uh-oh.
The reporter says O'Brien talked for over an hour about his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, no. What is it? You know,
nice
I can see, no, seriously, I can see him doing this because he does...
present that image of being Mr. Innocent, Mr. I'm not, you know, I'm not aware that somebody's going to try to screw me, but they tried to screw him, didn't they?
He was apparently venting to a friend in the Judson restaurant. A reporter says O'Brien talked about the ex-girlfriend, says Conan complained that the woman didn't understand a lot of things about him. He also supposedly said she was good at faking headaches.
Oh, nice. He'll be able to turn that around. He's a good guy.
A spokeswoman for Conan says the reporter just didn't hear correctly.
Right.
She says Conan was talking about the headaches he faked as a kid.
You deliberately embarrassed me in front of a reporter.
You are overheard again.
Poor Conan. Is that it?
That's it.
All right, Buzz. Thank you very much.
You bet.
And now it's time for you. It's your last chance, actually, for the big free money show. You can call now. Be assertive. We will take caller 100. You win some wonderful prizes, and you'll also qualify for our big free money show where we will pay your rent and your mortgage. Be caller 100 coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
This stuff today.
Do you mean they broadcast from Monday till Friday?
Yes, we did.
The Don and Mike Show.
They've dropped them from the show today by Speedwagon.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. We've all eaten a great deal of fried food today. Had a wonderful day. Let's get out of here, Buzz. I want to go watch Bruce Willis on Friends. In sports, two NBA playoff games this evening. Milwaukee's at Indiana, where the Pacers lead 1-0. Sacramento's at Los Angeles, where the Lakers are also up 1-0. Baseball's fining or suspending 16 people after Saturday's fight at Comiskey Park. 9 Tigers and 7 White Sox are facing suspension. Detroit third baseman Dean Palmer is out for 8 games. Both managers are suspended for 8 games. Chicago outfielder Maglio Odanez will sit out 5.
Good name, Buzz. Good pronunciation there.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Detroit coach Juan Samuel will miss 15 games.
What was the other guy's name, Buzz?
Maglio Odanez.
Okay, and if he was from that Malaysian area,
Kuala Lumpur.
All right, I like hearing you say that. Go ahead.
And finally,
I'm getting that way.
You know, it can't be easy being a straight guy who likes to wear women's clothes.
Tell me about it.
Oh, you got two guys in here.
It's got to be even tougher in Salt Lake City.
Yeah. Not anymore, though. Not after Monday. We'll have real man's clothes.
Monday.
Today's man post.
Larry Goodwin is a husband and a father in Salt Lake City. He's been wearing dresses for years and insisting that people call him Sissy.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
But now Larry's been arrested for disturbing the peace at a local hotel.
Why are people persecuted?
He says he did nothing wrong.
He didn't.
But the hotel manager says Larry kept upsetting the guests.
How?
By bending over and exposing his pink panties.
Well, that's okay, too.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Boy, people persecuted all the time. Thank you very much, Buzz.
We're done.
Yes, we are.
Done.
Another moment, you too.
Oh, man, we got to catch the next show.
Cookie, my turn it will. Be in touch.
No. That's right. We have to get out of here. We have a huge show.
Hey, huge.
Tomorrow is our big free money show where we are going to be paying lots of rents and mortgages.
Cool.
And you're going to want, if you qualify for this, you're going to want to listen all day tomorrow.
Also,
not sure exactly what Don has in mind for giving away this money, but I'll tell you right now, it's very exciting, and a lot of people have been waiting a long time for this. So if you want your rent and mortgage paid, listen tomorrow. And also on the show tomorrow, another low-budget Jeopardy.
Yay.
We will have Charles Stossel in here, and perhaps Mr. Rich Eisen from ESPN, who is my personal favorite guy on ESPN. That's all happening tomorrow on the show. So without further ado, let's get to the phones. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What number?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're number 4.
Better luck next time.
Terribly sorry. Sorry about that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, I'm caller 100.
Boy, you know, I always get the dilemmas
here. Too much question.
There was a question on the end of that.
Yeah.
I know. I'm sorry.
I am too.
I am caller 100.
Yes, you were.
Yes, on the second go-round. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
That's what we were looking for. Thank you very much. Very good. It's not that difficult. You know, it's like when Don's out of here, there always seems to be that little problem there.
Yeah.
There's always trouble. I'm just trying to, you know, keep it all together.
Right.
Just before the end of the show. You know, give me a break here. Hi, what's your name, sir?
Kevin.
Kevin, where are you calling from?
Spokane,
Washington. Well, Kevin, I've got some wonderful prizes for you. Ready?
Yep.
First of all, you've won 2 CDs. We played them on the show before. The Pull My Finger CD and Tongues, that French record that we play.
Couple of my favorites.
All right. These are available by going online at www.pullmyfinger.com. But wait!
There's more.
You've also won a Lewis versus Grant t-shirt. Don't miss Lewis versus Grant live on pay-per-view on Saturday, April 29th. Call your local cable operator or satellite provider to order the fight. And you, sir, can you tell us, please, how much you pay in rent or mortgage?
Well, I'm in a three-bedroom, and I pay $177, but can I pay for all three of us?
Nope. $177 it will be. Yes, that's right. Just call me Mikey Scrooge. Mike Deep Fried Scrooge. $177?
Yep.
He's one third of it.
Some people would say he's already won.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's quite a deal. So, well, we'll do it for you. We'd like to pay that $177 for you tomorrow. Be listening all day for the big free rent and mortgage show tomorrow, okay? All right, we put the guy on hold. Now it's time to get out of here. Right. Hold on. Now the hotline is ringing. Hold on. Just did I miss something? Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
Dada Bike Show.
Are you off the air yet?
No, I'm still on the air.
I want to tell you something, Mike.
What's that, Dog?
I'm blind.
Oh no.
Oh, no.
Did you get it done?
I'm blind, Mike.
Did they do it to you? Tell me the truth. Did they do the procedure?
I can't see anything, Mike.
Oh, no.
I'm serious. I've lost my eyesight, Mike.
No.
Who's that guy who used to work at WRC?
Oh, God. You mean Ed Walker?
I'm the Ed Walker now.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. No, we're only on Tuckerman Lane.
Oh, so they haven't done it yet?
No, we're not even close.
A little traffic this evening?
A little bit, Mike.
Well, Dodd, you just take care of those eyes of yours. And,
I will.
And how much a month do you pay at rent or mortgage? Oh, I'm sorry, we already did that.
I pay $58 a month.
Well, good luck with your procedure. I hope they don't burn your corneas.
Thank you. You'll be the first to know if they do.
I know I will. Buena suerte, Pachango.
Well, I'm just not feeling too perky right now.
I certainly hope you feel better. Why don't you have some orange roughy and spam and lima beans? Well, good luck with your procedure.
All right, listen, I mainly just called to make sure that the show ran till 7:30, just like it always does. Goodbye, boys.
Good night,
Bye. Good night. Good night, Sid. Well, that's it. We got to get out of here. Big show tomorrow. We'll have a fantastic time.
Yeah.
So long. Thank you and good night, Buzz.
Thank you and good night, Mike.
Thank you and good night, Rob.
Mike, as always, thank you.
And Rob, now I believe I have to try to throw something into your mouth.
Yes, over the console. Always exciting.
Hit it.
All right. Here we go.
We've never done it.
No, we've never done it over the board. But some D.
All right, that's it. We got to go. Big show tomorrow. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the dawn in...